Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Central focus of this nuclear summit is the fact that the single biggest threat to U.S. security, both short-term, medium-term, and long-term, would be the possibility of a terrorist organization obtaining a nuclear weapon. This is something that could change the security landscape in this country and around the world for years to come. If there was ever a detonation in a New York City, or London, or Johannesburg, the ramifications economically, politically, and from a security perspective would be devastating. And we know that organizations like Al-Qaeda are in the process of trying to secure nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction, and we have no compunction at using them. Unfortunately, we have a situation in which there is a lot of loose nuclear material around the world. And so the central focus goal of this summit is getting the international community on a path in which we are locking down that nuclear material in a very specific time frame with a specific work plan. And one of the things that I'm very pleased about is that countries have embraced this goal and they are coming to this summit.
All right, that was President Obama last night. He's out giving basically the same talking points today. I want to break down right out of the gates today all the different angles of this. They have several paths to global governance. One of them is fake environmental hype, saying if you don't allow central banks to run your life, control who can have a job, who can have a factory, who can have a fireplace, who can have an outdoor space heater, home inspections, what type of car you can have. That's one path of total control, and new secret White House documents have been leaked. This is confirmed. Mainstream newspapers, London Guardian, AP, Fox News, new secret documents about how. Now, last year we got the UN secret documents saying it was for global government and a covert stealth program to establish world government through fake environmentalism. I mean, they know it's fake. They know the glaciers are getting bigger. They know there's more polar bears. They know the Earth's cooling. Of course, they're cold-blooded liars. I mean, let's get that straight. These are not tree-hugging, tree-petting, dolphin-kissing idiots. Now, their minions are. And so we got the UN documents last year, and this is mirrored, the new White House documents that some idiot White House employee, or maybe they're a patriot, left on a hotel computer. And it is basically word for word what we saw last year in the leaked text, because the treaty was secret. Can't have the public seeing that. The Copenhagen Treaty got out. That was a set up world government. And this is a White House memo admitting that this is the total transfer of our sovereignty and every other nation's sovereignty to the private oligarchs, to the bankers. Now, why am I getting into that when I'm talking about nukes, loose nukes? Well, it's the same thing. Club of Rome said back in the 60s and again in 91, we've quoted them many times here, they published this. They're not hiding it. They said, we'll use the threat of terrorism from one angle to enslave people, and we'll use the threat of environmental crises from the other angle in a pincer attack. And so when you hear about, oh, the UN's got to have all this power, and oh, we've got to invade Iran, and oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda's going to nuke us any minute. We better invade Iran, and nukes are going to go off in the U.S. or go off in any city. We've got to lock everybody down and have mobile naked body scanners and blood testing and checkpoints and secret arrest and camps. Anybody could have a nuke. Kind of like anybody could make the most weaponized anthrax in world history in a bathtub, they said. And it turned out, of course, the Pentagon boys and CIA were mailing that out. So this is serious. They're getting ready to play the nuclear terror card. We'll break it down on the other side. Please stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the top issue is the international community, i.e. the private central banks, engage in a hostile takeover of every nation on the planet, are now playing the nuclear terror card. Now, we saw this in 2002, 2003, in the run-up to the Iraq illegal invasion, and we're now seeing them just put out this nebulous threat that Al-Qaeda is going to get nukes, and they're going to attack us, and we've got to strengthen world government in every nation and put a police state in to protect you from nukes. And I've told you that in their fist is the false flag nuclear attack. Now, they can just threaten the attack. That's a psychological false flag. Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security last year, wrote a book, admitted what we already knew, that they were issuing terror alerts for political gain and for political distractions. By the way, that's a violation of a whole bunch of different federal laws, and the Patriot Act has a provision. If you issue a fake terror alert or a fake terror bomb threat, it's a very serious felony. But when government does it, it's okay. And so when you look at all the real evidence, yes, some rogue group can make a dirty bomb, but not an atomic bomb, not a hydrogen bomb. This is like the government claiming that it was made in a bathtub or in a bucket and that it was just run-of-the-mill anthrax. And, of course, we had all these medical doctors and biological weapons experts on back in 2001, 2002, pointing out that this stuff was some of the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, and it's now come out that it is so advanced, nothing was even in existence pre-9/11. It was classified that there was something this deadly, a U.S. government strain, miniaturized, weaponized, to a level that would take hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment to make, and that not even the Russians or the British or the Chinese could make this. Only the United States had the technology to make it, and they blamed, what, three different patsies, and then they grabbed one and killed him in government custody, and that was only a minor footnote that he died in custody. It just said in the news he'd committed suicide, and now it's come out that he was framed. But I'm already digressing. This is such a big deal, though, to have Obama now playing the nuke card. And so I'm going to walk through that first. But let me, before I do that, tell you about some of the other important news that is coming up here on this radio broadcast today. Leaked U.S. document calls for global regime, global government to tackle climate change. Steve Watson published this last night at prisonplanet.com. Very important article. And again, U.S. newspapers, British newspapers are reporting it is authentic. And the White House is upset that this got out. Now, they're spinning it, saying it was left on a hotel computer. But a lot of watchdogs and leak experts believe this was leaked to the media. We know ClimateGate was leaked 2 years before it broke, a year before it broke, 6 months, 2 months, the week of, and that the French media, the British media, the U.S. media, the Japanese media, everyone was sent this information. They were all sent the dossiers. They were all sent computer files, disk of the ClimateGate correspondence and email, and it was suppressed. They suppressed the Copenhagen Treaty. They would not let the public see it. And a week into the conference, known as the Danish text, because it was leaked through Danish channels, the full text of the secret treaty. And it said, world government, shut down industrial society, hundreds of new taxes, value-added taxes, sales taxes, carbon taxes, home inspections, shutting down factories, total control, all paid to private central banks. No one signed the treaty, and so Obama and Gordon Brown and others said, we'll just have the central banks levy the taxes through the Treasury departments that will just give them the money, and we're going to do this regardless. No, nothing to do with the environment, just giving themselves trillions, and now they're announcing it again. So this is a very important document, also dealing with the banks looting people. That's all this is a new regulation tax system, the likes of which humanity has never seen. Remember Bloomberg a month ago, and we've been hammering this every day, and now WorldNet Daily, and now other Obama officials are saying, yes, we're going to take your pension funds. And the first group they're going to take are government pension funds, state, county, city, and federal. The government says they're going to take it and, quote, invest it in failed banks. That's a quote. Take your money. Take it. And they're debating whether they'll just take all of your money or whether they will take it and then hold it and then give you a small stipend of your own money. This is money you've already paid taxes on. This is money you've invested. This is your money. But the federal regulators all over the world, it's all run by the same people, they are going in Iceland and Greece and Germany and France and Argentina, everywhere else, and they are saying you're going to give us pension funds, okay? Now, here is the London Telegraph today. Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the economics section. Headline, Argentina seizes pension funds to pay debts. Who is next? And that segues into Money News reporting, key Fed and Treasury actions shrouded in government secrecy. And that integrates into this next story. LA Times, healthcare overhaul won't stop premium increases. 30+% premium increases. Yes, that's your healthcare reform. Not only are they going to tax you and take your money and tell you what kind of healthcare you can have, but when you do buy healthcare, they're going to increase the premiums on average by 33%. In fact, LA Times says 39% hike. Enjoy that. Meanwhile, all over the country, they're announcing 4-day-a-week school days. They're telling government employees from state police to Department of Transportation in California, many other states, they're laying off more than half the sheriff's deputies in many counties. And they're just saying, hey, we're raising all your taxes, and we're not filling potholes, and we're getting rid of the cops. You like that? Hope you enjoy it. And the cops that are left, well, they're going to be revenue generating. That was in the AP 2 weeks ago. Their main job, now it's admitted they've got quotas after decades of lying about it. Now it's admitted, hey, we're not here to respond to your 911 call, lady. Okay? Buy a gun. And that's what's amazing. In Ohio, in Texas, in Michigan, even in upstate New York, I'm seeing articles every day where the sheriffs and police departments are saying, look, we can't protect you by guns. And I salute them for being honest. At least they've got some conscience. Notice you don't hear the Fed saying that, though. But better police departments, better sheriff's departments are saying, look, we cannot protect you. Buy a gun. So this is a big wake-up call for people. I mean, we're beginning to enter this road warrior scenario. I mean, how do you think they live in Argentina? How do you think they live in Nigeria? People always make fun of these third world countries and call them idiots. Argentina, well, 100 years ago, per capita, was more wealthy than the average U.S. citizen. A heaven. It was the old saying, as rich as an Argentine. Not anymore. It's not because they're stupid. It's not because they're lazy. People in Latin America are hardworking and smart. People in Africa in many nations are hardworking and extremely smart. They've had corruption in place. People in Mexico are smart, but they've never had a free government. They've never had a chance to build something on their own. It's all a bunch of strongmen, all a bunch of king rats running it. They never had founding fathers. They never had a 1776. That's why we were so special. It only happened here one time. One time do we get leaders who weren't totally corrupt. They weren't perfect, but compared to what the rest of the world has, these were some of the greatest people to ever live. Okay, I'm ranting here. I just, watching my country and the world itself being looted and robbed by design and wrecked on the rocks of big government by design so we can be looted, tears my heart out. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And we're going into a socially engineered society run by a bunch of control freaks that hate their fellow man. So I'm going to go through the economic news I just mentioned in more detail coming up. Obama has bowed down to another hereditary dictator, this time from a hereditary power family in China, the president of China. It just never ends. We are also going to get into Al Gore, confronted by Fox News. But I heard it last night driving home on XM. I was listening to Bill O'Reilly, and they were apologizing, going, Bill O'Reilly was going, look, I believe in global warming. I wish Al Gore would come on the show. You believe in global warming? What? So does Sarah Palin? I mean, what's wrong with this picture? These are the supposed hardcore Tea Party leaders? Why apologize as you go to the piece about Al Gore? But at least his producer did say, what about climate gate? What about the glaciers getting bigger? And yes, in Antarctica and in the Arctic, on the South Pole and the North Pole, record growth in the glaciers in the last 30 years. Record growth. And so Al Gore was confronted on that front. We will get to that as well. But when I come back, the top issue, and I want to break it down from every different conceivable angle, work out the angles here, try to bring people into my mindset, my view, my take on this, and then I want to get your take specifically in the first bank of calls. Later, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the entire broadcast for any subject, but the first 10 calls or so I'm going to take today, in this hour and in the next hour, I specifically want your take on false flag, atomic or nuclear terrorism. Okay? 1-800-259-9231. I've told you, this is one of the cards in their hand. They may play it.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you for joining us. Okay, number one, we know the Pentagon since the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and right through to today, to create a culture of fear so the American people would allow the military-industrial complex to grow and take over society, would have duck and cover nuke drills telling people to jump underneath their desks to scare them. Now, in countries like Switzerland, where they actually care about their population, they built redoubts or underground fortresses, keeps, where their entire population in every town, big city, small towns, didn't matter, have underground bases and weapons, grenade launchers, hand grenades, machine guns, heavy machine guns, light machine guns, assault rifles, handguns. But here, they just fear-mongered and scared everybody and said, oh, your nuclear fallout shelter is a city parking garage. Growing up in Dallas, and they still have them, it will say this parking garage is designated as a nuclear fallout shelter. That's where you go to die. They don't tell you to get potassium iodine. They don't tell you how to protect yourself. They just say, you crawl in here, and we'll come clean you out later. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has reported, the British Ministry of Defense has reported, neocon Cheney wrote, this was even picked up by the Statesman one time here in Austin, that neutron bombs or race-specific bioweapons may be used against the population globally. So we have a government developing and deploying neutron bombs that just create a radiation burst, they don't destroy buildings, to kill us, and producing biological weapons to kill us, designed and targeted. And they mix soft-kill, slow-kill weapons into the vaccines. By the way, that's another subject. This is the Daily Mail. We blundered over swine flu, admit health chiefs, admit the whole thing was fake. Turned out they were all paid off to do it. Proven right again, but that's coming up. Now, they didn't blunder. They made tens of billions of dollars and got people to take that cancer virus mercury-filled injection. And five major studies out by governments and universities in the last month admitting that if you took the seasonal flu shot, it was filled with the H1N1, and that gave it to you. Of course, we read the ingredients of the seasonal and noticed that and warned people, but, you know, we're still the bad guys, though. I'm sorry. I'm just integrating this all in together. So we have a group of international eugenicist criminals that think of us as trash and garbage, a bunch of social engineers playing gods up on Mount Olympus, and we're just the mere mortals down here in their engineered society, and now most of the TV, most of the print media is behavior placement, brainwashing placement, propaganda placement, with just all the messages paid for by the government, anti-family, anti-gun, anti-founding father, anti-freedom. We live in a propaganda state. We know they issue fake terror alerts. We know the government launched the anthrax attacks. We know they lied about WMDs premeditatedly. They weren't wrong about it. We have the White House and Downing Street memos. They lied. They knew Saddam wasn't involved with Al-Qaeda. They know they'd used Al-Qaeda to try to overthrow him. They know that he was secular and that they were Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia. They know all that. And they lied and said he may nuke England in 45 minutes. Remember Tony Blair? They lied about that before. And then in the 2004 election, Cheney told U.S. News and World Report that he believed there would be a nuclear attack by Al-Qaeda and that it was going to happen and that they better reelect Bush to respond to the nuclear attack. So we know these are the tactics that government uses. We know Governor Ridge is on record saying they were issuing fake terror alerts for political gain. Even Ari Fleischer, White House press secretary, and Reuters and AP back in 2005 said we're issuing these for political gain. I guess to cover himself from the crimes that were being committed. He even told the press corps this in a press conference. But now it's admitted. Not just the press secretary, but the head of Homeland Security said this. Okay? So we know governments do this. We know the very same neocon operatives run the Defense Department, still run the White House. The very same banks run the White House. No difference with Obama, just different rhetoric. But now the rhetoric isn't even different. Now it is the same rhetoric on nukes. And Obama comes out and says, state-to-state war, nuclear exchanges are not the threat anymore. The major threat, the number one threat to the United States is Al-Qaeda setting off a nuke. Now, they could just be fear-mongering, which is a form of psychological terror. It is terrorism by its definition. But I'm telling you, they are more than capable of setting a nuke off. Okay, I want to play just part of Obama's comments and then read through some of the text of it. And then I want to go point by point through the nuclear terror card that they're now playing. And it makes sense for the globalist to set off a nuke in a major city in the West or to bust some patsies who supposedly have a nuke as a pretext to basically start World War III. And we have Medvedev, the Russian president, says Israel's strike on Iran could spark global catastrophe. So this is the run-up to what could be World War III. We've been hearing about that for 50 years, for more than 50 years. But now all of the pieces of the puzzle are in place for a final mega war to truly bring in global despotism and tyranny, the likes of which the planet has never seen. And simultaneously, there will be staged terror attacks in the West to be blamed on domestic groups. You heard Colonel Schaefer, CIA-trained black ops commander yesterday, saying, yes, much of the anti-terror apparatus is now pointed at the American people. Black ops, Pentagon operators, private contractors, foreign intelligence agencies. So I want to try to lay this out. But first, let's play this clip of Obama talking about the number one threat to the U.S. is non-state actors with nuclear weapons. Here's the headline out of USA Today. Obama, nuclear terrorism is the single biggest threat to U.S. Here's a Newsweek headline. Refocused is the headline. The real nuclear issue isn't arms reduction, it's loose nukes. And there's another quote I heard on NPR this morning driving into work. I guess a new one. He's given another speech today. We're trying to find it. And he said, the main threat is not country-to-country nuclear war. By the way, that is the main threat. It's terrorist with nukes. And that's what the Newsweek article today is reporting on. Meanwhile, there's the elephant in the room, Israel, with all these nuclear weapons. In a meeting with Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu, saying Iran must meet nuclear deadline. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we're going to cover that and then go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But here is Obama in a speech last night.
Central focus of this nuclear summit is the fact that the single biggest threat to U.S. security, both short-term, medium-term, and long-term, would be the possibility of a terrorist organization obtaining a nuclear weapon. This is something that could change the security landscape in this country and around the world for years to come. If there was ever a detonation in a New York City or London or Johannesburg, the ramifications economically, politically, and from a security perspective would be devastating. And we know that organizations like Al-Qaeda are in the process of trying to secure nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction, and we have no compunction at using them. Unfortunately, we have a situation in which there is a lot of loose nuclear material around the world. And so the central focus goal of this summit is getting the international community on a path in which we are locking down that nuclear material in a very specific time frame with a specific work plan. And one of the things that I'm very pleased about is that countries have embraced this goal and they're coming to this summit, not just talking about general statements of support.
You mean like the loose nukes from Minot in the Dakotas being flown down to Louisiana on board those B-52s? You mean missing nukes like that? So we hear Obama talking about a massive change that would happen if a nuke went off in New York City. Yeah, the change would be they could then push through their naked body scanners, their secret arrest, their shutdown of the internet, their takeover of the free press, massive tax increases, launching new wars. Then people won't be talking about the bank stealing $50 trillion globally, $28-plus trillion in the U.S., people won't be talking about the banks moving to take your private pension funds if a nuke goes off. You have to understand, when they're talking about Al-Qaeda and how Al-Qaeda is ruthless and Al-Qaeda will use nuclear weapons, they're talking about themselves. They are the terrorist. They play the part of the terrorist and as the saviors. This is the global management geopolitical system. Al-Qaeda was created by our government. It's being used against Iran publicly, while they then claim that Al-Qaeda is going to nuke the United States. It is Al-Qaeda. And when they talk about a regime, a global government, a, quote, locking it down, that means a surveillance system of everything you do. Well, that's already in place. Now it's just coming out into the open. This is a criminal global corporate state menacing us with the threat of nukes and the possible deployment of nukes. And then, of course, there is a new movie coming out with Samuel L. Jackson. Where they torture someone for weeks, and how it's wonderful that Samuel L. Jackson is torturing the terrorist. The terrorist has planted three nukes in the U.S. that are going to go off, and he won't say where they are. So you also have all this hype in media, And they have these War of the Worlds type specials on Nightline and CNN and Fox where they announce at the first that it's just a drill, a simulation. But then they know that most of their viewers will be channel surfing and tuning in during the next 30 minutes to an hour believing it's real. Like last month, Georgia announced Russia had attacked. It was a hoax 2 years ago. It was a hoax this time. A complete hoax. But they just announced it. This is all psychological warfare, open programming against society. They know what they're doing. They understand what they're doing. They have a game plan. And when Obama says that the number one nuke threat is Al-Qaeda or non-state actors, that's just not true. You have the Western powers and NATO, the United States, England, Israel, and others, encircling China, encircling Russia, moving weapon systems in. You had them launch an attack on 888 on South Ossetia and Abkhazia. In an attempt to get a military response from the Russians that Dick Cheney, it's now been declassified, wanted to lead to nuclear war. I mean, these are people that live in the underground bunkers. You know, Cheney spent half his time in Site R. And now we know why. He had Navy SEALs preparing an attack on U.S. ships to start a war with Iran, which all of the experts who've looked at it agree could easily lead to World War III. Now, Kurt Nemo has an article up on Infowars.com, Unthinkable. New movie promotes torture and nuclear false flag terrorism. And I want to play the audio of this now. Later when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to play the video. But it's an article up on Infowars.com. And this is the behavior placement, guaranteed paid for by the government. It's now admitted in even the Wall Street Journal. They call it behavior placement. I call it propaganda placement or brainwashing placement. This is to create fear and to create the perception, because the average American is in a lackadaisical, mesmerized dream state where TV and movies and video games, all of it just runs together, and they just halfway pay attention to the news, halfway pay attention to the newspaper, and they just hear Al-Qaeda's got nukes, they're going to attack us, they're working with Iran, we've got to have a global system to stop this, we've got to have checkpoints, we've got to have mobile naked body scanners, we've got to interrogate our neighbors, we've got to spy on everybody, we've got to let the bankers pass all these new taxes, we've got to pass the carbon taxes or the ice caps will melt, and we'll all drown, and you know, We've got to give up our rights or the terrorists will attack us. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And then we have all the documents that they are premeditatedly terrorizing us. We have a terrorist government. We have an illegitimate criminal global corporate state. And now Obama is running around saying the number one threat is nukes going off in the U.S. But when we get the internal Homeland Security documents from Bush and Obama during their administrations, the real threat, what they're as busy as beavers or as busy as bees in the springtime, running around like they're building the Death Star or something, spending all their time and energy massing for war against the American people if you try to say no to having your pension funds taken. But they tell you, oh, look at the outside threat. Look at the outside threat. Homeland Security's here. Homeland Security's here to keep you safe. Oh, the environmental movement's here to keep you safe from the melting glaciers. You go to Al Gore and say the glaciers are getting bigger, and he goes, I won't respond to that. Absolute fact they're getting bigger. Absolute fact all this is going on. They don't care. This article by Kurt Nemo is key. Unthinkable. Propaganda for false flag nuclear terrorism and torture. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I've placed three bombs in three American cities, and all three are nuclear bombs.
miscalculation in your plan was me.
He's the good guy.
What is this place?
Nowhere. Doesn't exist. Neither do we.
He has to believe I have no limits.
The suspect is being tortured. This is unconstitutional.
If those bombs go off, there will be no constitution.
I don't need your help. I can take it. I deserve it.
And back that up a few seconds to where she's sitting there talking about the Constitution. See, she's the bad guy. And the hero, Samuel L. Jackson, is torturing this evil, horrible-looking guy who's sitting around laughing, and then he says he wants to be tortured. See, all these are psychological pieces. The person being tortured wants to be tortured. He's going to nuke kids. He's bad. I remember law enforcement magazines 15 years ago I was reading, and every issue was anthrax is going to be released and kill a million people. Do you torture the person, or do you torture his children? As a former black ops commander, I tell you the answer is yes. Just bathing the cops in evil. And then the cops torture you for no reason. This is the warping of minds. This is the twisting of minds that is going on. And notice this is all coming out. There's a whole bunch of TV shows and movies about torture and about nukes in the U.S. and how we've got to have a police state and the CIA on the streets of America. This is all behavior placement, brainwashing. You are being brainwashed. Remember how they had a whole bunch of movies in the 3 months before 9/11, like Pearl Harbor and others, about sneak attacks and about America standing up and about everybody joining the military when it happens? I mean, they had it so pre-programmed that they went and told Hollywood to produce all those films to create this fake patriotic fervor ahead of the staged attacks of 9/11. That's how scripted all this is. And I'm telling you, they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people. They're going to stage nuke attacks and blame it on foreign shadowy governments. Then they'll stage more attacks a few years later and always claim Al-Qaeda moved to some new country. It's the empire's pretext to invade and take over. Let's finish the clip. The
suspect is being tortured. This is unconstitutional.
If those bombs go off, there will be no constitution.
I don't need your help. I can take it. I deserve it.
I'm here because I want to be here.
I will find your lie, and I will break you.
No! I will not allow this to happen.
This is not about you.
This is war.
This is sacrifice.
This operation is terminated.
How far would you go to protect your country? Unthinkable.
How many movies have you seen where the good guys torture? And then the cops come up in this latest video I've seen. Not only is the guy paralyzed, he has no legs. Doesn't have legs from the upper hip down. And they say, get out of your chair. And he says, I can't. And they said, that is a police order. You know, they love this mental illness of the threat continuum of if you don't do what they say, then that's paying compliance. You are tortured in America. Torture. We're a nation that tortures people openly everywhere and then says we don't torture. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back and go to Michael, who disagrees, Bruce, Randy, Brenda, Nathan, and others. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast, but let's be clear here. Every time I tune into CNN or MSNBC, for even 5 minutes, I dropped by my parents' house yesterday at about 7 o'clock before I went home. My mom was cooking dinner, had MSNBC on, and it was Chris Matthews as a guest on some other show, and he was saying, the entire Tea Party is racist and hates black people, and it's all lies. This doesn't raise premiums on your insurance, and there are no death panels. And just on and on and on. And I watched about 2 minutes of it, and everything they said was a lie. And then they were saying we were liars, though. And then he went on to start attacking Rick Perry for saying Texas opted into the union, and that was a lie, and no state opted in, and no state could opt out when it's all in the 9th and 10th Amendment. I mean, that was a lie. It's just everything they say is a lie or distortion. It's unbelievable. And that's why nobody watches Chris Matthews' show. His show has like 400,000 viewers. 400,000 viewers? I mean, a small syndicated radio show has that many listeners. These people are jokes, but, oh, they're fancy suits and big teleprompters and big glistening sets, and, oh, my gosh, oh, Chris Matthews says so. But because people are getting wise to them, they now have the Cybersecurity Act pass the House and the Senate, and that's the headlines in all the newspapers. Obama can shut down internet for any crisis, including economic. What do you think is going to happen if they set a nuke off? They're going to start wars. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to start arresting people. I mean, this is a hardcore takeover. You understand that? They're taking this nation by force. And the Pentagon's run by these terrorists. The banks are run by these terrorists. The police departments are run by these terrorists. Does that mean the average person in the Pentagon or the government or the police department is a terrorist? No. But at the top, it is a guild of criminals. They're all reading off the same script. They know exactly what they're doing, and thousands of their scripts have fallen into our hands.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
So they use fake environmental catastrophe terrorism to scare us into letting the globalists run our lives and tax us into oblivion. They threaten us with nuclear weapons that shadowy groups they publicly created supposedly have. These are not just words here. This is reality. This is what we're living as they publicly prepare to take your pension funds. We have to discredit the globalists. We have to expose them. We have to scream from the rooftops against them and stop letting them treat us like children. All right, I'm going to go to your calls, and I'm going to continue to break down all the different angles with how they are preparing the public for domestic terror attacks and nuke attacks, and it fits into their entire program. We are in grave danger. And the number one thing we need to do is spread the word and educate people. And there's no better way than sending people a free link to our podcast or to InfoWars.com or to getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and sharing your passcode with friends and family, downloading Invisible Empire. We're now 48 hours or so from the drop date, the 15th, 2 days from now. PrisonPlanet.tv, pre-order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com, support this radio broadcast, get the DVD film that exposes the Invisible Empire, that shows the people who their enemy is. That's the number one issue. Order Invisible Empire, Fall the Republic explains it as well. Get it out to everyone you know, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. We have to identify the global crime syndicate. Michael in Florida disagrees. First up, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? First off, right. I want to say that I do support your show completely. Okay, I just agree with you. I just disagree with you on two little topics here when it comes to this. We know that the globalists have their underground bunkers and things of this sort, but I mean, we know that they're also arrogant and they're cocky and all that other good stuff. I don't think that they want. I don't think that they're going to go the nuclear route because I don't think that they want to live in that bunker for a certain amount of time. I think it goes against their makeup. I think that they think they're above it, pardon the pun, living in an underground bunker. So, and I also think that they know that there's 100 million gun owners in this country, and I don't think that they can. I mean, we know that they cannot.
Hold on. Have you thought about the psychology? They set a nuke off. Most people are going to go into primitive mode and do whatever the government says, okay? And they've got it all in place to openly take over society, and the shadow government is now stepping out from behind the curtain, showing itself. They bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They just won't be upwind from it when it happens. I think you miscalculate the type of people we're dealing with here. I have seen them making all the preparations and putting the propaganda out for decades, moving towards this point, and I think we're in a real danger of the government, the criminals that run it, setting off a controlled nuke. I think that's in the cards, and they want a confrontation with groups of armed Americans. They want this to degenerate. This is their entertainment. This is their fun. This is what they do for enjoyment.
Yeah, but don't you agree that with given the vast size of our country, that it is impossible for them to completely lock down a martial law scenario, given just
No. They'll just take over the communications and shut off freedom on the Internet. They've said this. And then they'll mop up. Then they'll stage other terror attacks and claim domestic groups, those evil people, are supposedly working with Al-Qaeda. Why Al-Qaeda? They've been introducing that meme. Anything else?
They don't. I mean, you know, let's just hope they don't.
Well, we better get the word out that they are more than capable of doing it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, for much of the last hour, I was breaking down Obama, the UN, and others, saying we need to go into Iran. They're working with Al-Qaeda. They're going to set a nuke off in the U.S. That'll allow them to set up a domestic police state and launch new wars and take your pension funds. We're going to cover more detail, cover this in more detail coming up. But let's continue with your phone calls right now. Bruce in Ohio, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. Yeah, I share your concern. I think that with Obama and Hillary saying that Al-Qaeda might launch a nuke, I think they're going to blame it on Iran. And there's a prophecy in the book of Daniel. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's called The Conflict Between the Ram and the He-Goat. And the ram is identified as Media and Persia, which is present-day Iraq and Iran. And his He-Goat power comes from the west at the time of the end and breaks both horns on the ram. We've broken down Iraq. Persia, which is Iran, is the second horn. And the Bible says after we break the second horn, the power from the west, which I believe is America, the He-Goat, the ego gets broken. And then that brings up the end-time one-world system, and the Antichrist goes into Jerusalem. So I believe Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. Yeah, I think they're going to blame it on Iran. It's going to start this year, too, I think.
Well, they're already saying Iran is helping get nuclear material to Al-Qaeda. And on the record, 4 years ago, the White House put out a press release saying they were funding three different Al-Qaeda groups and a fourth Kurdish group to attack the Iranians. The Iranians are Shiites, arch enemies of the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda. It is asinine. And again, we're not saying Ahmadinejad is good. The whole point is that just as Michael Savage has said, and even Limbaugh has said, Obama will stage a crisis. There's no way he's going to get away with this politically without a crisis. The problem is mainline Republicans are going to get behind a war if even the threat of a nuke going off is put out there. That's what happened in 2003.
Hey, Alex, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There's an article in the London Telegraph. Ahmadinejad is worried about an earthquake in Tehran. He's telling his 5 million residents to flee the city. You think he knows something about the HAARP station?
What's the headline?
Five million should flee Tehran over earthquake fears. At least 5 million Tehran residents should flee Iran's capital. It sits on several fault lines. It's threatened by earthquakes. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said on Sunday. He's telling 5 million people leave the city. That's a lot of people.
Well, that's huge. I'll have to pull that up. I know he told Ban Ki-moon at the UN to investigate 9/11 as an inside job. We've had a lot of other world leaders, German, Japanese, you name it, come out and say inside job, but it's hardly ever in our media. But because Ahmadinejad is seen as an outsider and a terrorist, our media does report this to make 9/11 truth sound bad. Excellent points, Bruce. Appreciate your call. We'll look into that headline. Ahmadinejad tells 5 million to flee Tehran. Randy in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. You woke me up about 3 years ago, but as far as this situation with Iran, I believe that there probably will be an actual attack on the United States that will be blamed on Iran and the white Al-Qaeda at that point in time. Ahmadinejad, that's a hard name to say for me sometimes, has already stated that he will attack American troops in Iraq if that happens.
Yes.
And if that happens, we're going to see the Strait of Hormuz filled with burning ships.
Stay there. I want you to be able to finish your point, Randy. When we come back, then Brenda, Nathan, and others, 1-800-259-9231. And Bruce was telling the truth. Here's the London Telegraph. 5 million should flee Tehran over earthquake fears. Ahmed Dinajid. We'll cover it all straight ahead. Stay with us, Randy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live now, 8 minutes into the second hour. Webster Griffin Tarbley on the false flag nuke card that's being played by Obama, coming up in the last hour for just one segment. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. I'm going to get into leaked U.S. documents, call for global regime to tackle climate change. Also, the U.N. is now having to admit that they basically staged the H1N1 pandemic. They've been caught with their pants down. This is a huge victory. We had a caller, then I'm going back to Randy, Brenda, Nathan, Tim, David, and others, who called in with what sounded like a bizarre statement. 5 million should flee Tehran over earthquake fears, Ahmadinejad. That's the London Telegraph headline, and this came out yesterday. At least 5 million Tehran residents should flee Iran's capital because it sits on several fault lines and is threatened by earthquakes, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said. We cannot order people to evacuate the city, but provisions have been made. At least 5 million should leave Tehran so it is less crowded and more manageable in case of an incident, the Mir news agency quoted him as saying. 1997, Secretary of Defense Cohen said they have earthquake weapons, told the Army Times that. You're having all these strange earthquakes that are hitting population centers. There is a massive uptick in earthquakes, but that can naturally happen in cycles. What's suspicious is it keeps hitting very dense areas. You're having record earthquakes in the last 100 years of recorded events, and they're hitting major cities. So does he know something we don't know? Mr. Ahmadinejad said the government could offer land loans and 4% interest and substantial subsidies in the provinces to encourage Tehran residents to leave the sprawling capital. Does he know the West is going to nuke Tehran? And that's the earthquake he's talking about, a man-made equivalent of a massive, 10.0? I mean, why is he saying get out of the city? That guy, I don't know what to say. It sounds wacky, but then you know the science. It could be something behind it. Tehran province has nearly 14 million inhabitants, 8 million of whom live in the city, which straddles several fault lines. Experts have warned that a strong earthquake in Tehran could kill hundreds of thousands of people. Mr. Ahmadinejad said that 67% of the Iran's 74 million strong population lives in urban areas. We cannot predict when an earthquake will happen, but if anything happens to Tehran province, 13.8 million residents, how can we manage that, he asked. Iran is prone to earthquakes, yeah, it's by the Himalayas, many of which have been devastating. The worst in recent times hit the southern city of Bam in December 03, killing 31,000 people, about a quarter of the population, destroying its ancient mud-built citadel. I tell you, we're living in crazy times. I mean, this does sound like end-of-the-world type stuff. It sounds like something out of a Greek tragedy. Leave Argos. The Kraken is coming. Release the Kraken. We must leave Argos. I mean, it's just getting weirder by the moment. Obama's running around saying the number one threat to the U.S. is Al-Qaeda nukes, and that they've probably got nukes. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. It's just the twist and turns when we take calls, so they bring up all these incredible issues. Randy, some stations may have just joined us. Recap your point, because we see this narrative they paint for 5 years, white Al-Qaeda, the average American, they call it white Al-Qaeda. They're working with them. They're everywhere, and they bust a few schizophrenics that think they work with Al-Qaeda to create this illusion, and now they're telling the police. Anybody with an Infowars.com sticker may be with them, and they're saying, I'm calling for violence everywhere when I'm calling for the opposite. I'm calling for calm and awareness and Infowar to awaken people. And now they're saying nukes are going to go off, and it's perfect timing. They're trying to blame it on Iran. I mean, this is crazy. Randy, go ahead and make your point.
Yes, like I said, whenever we have this false flag nuclear attack here. The first thing that's going to happen is that all the politicians' approval ratings are going to go up, just like after 9/11. They'll be able to do almost anything they want to at that point in time with popular support. The sheeple will fall in line.
And think about that. They get to go into Iran. They get to start wars with Russia. They get to take the pension funds. They get to set up a bigger domestic police state. Terror helps the criminal government. And then in every case, within 15 minutes of the Christmas Day underwear bombing, they're on the news with prepackaged specials about the naked body scanners, saying they just decided to put them in that day because of it, when they ordered the stinking things a year before in 2008, when the head of Homeland Security ordered them. Then he went to work for the company and got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even more. I was reading it's almost $1 million. And again, it's all scripted. You can see it's all scripted. Within 15 minutes of the bombing, they're saying, don't worry, we've got naked body scanners. And then it turns out the State Department was ordered to give him a visa and help him get on the plane. And then we had eyewitnesses who were later confirmed to be accurate that said they saw them, the government, get him on the plane. I mean, how much more obvious does this have to get?
Well, it couldn't really get much more obvious than that. But the thing is that when Iran, after we attack them, when they attack our soldiers, that means that we're going to be facing some pretty heavy losses in Iraq, because it, you know, it's not that far. They can fire missiles over there fairly easily.
The Iranians are unified. They had a World War I style army in the 7-year Iran-Iraq war. They now have a close to first world military with tens of thousands of deployed and hidden, very accurate, medium-range missiles, and they lost over 1.5 million people against Saddam, with the U.S. and Rumsfeld running the whole operation. It is going to be hell on earth, and they are going to use strategic nukes on those advancing Iranian armies, and you're going to have all these good old boys that don't care that their pension fund's being taken or they're losing their job. They're going to be drinking Jack Daniels and eating Kentucky Fried Chicken in front of their TVs, cheering as nukes go off. It is going to be, you can see them setting the whole thing up.
I know, and it's pathetic, but at least people are starting to wake up now. I've been passing out copies of Endgame and the Obama Deception, and I've got 100 blank DVDs waiting for yours and Jason's new movies.
God bless you, Randy. I appreciate your call. I mean, folks, I'm not up here on the radio saying this for entertainment. I'm risking my life doing this. Do you understand? This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. It's all scripted. You know, earlier I said we've had thousands of their documents fall into our own hands. Every week we get a declassified or leaked CIA document that's confirmed to be accurate, where they talk about our apathy and how pathetic we are and how they're setting up a police state. Every week we get a new UN or U.S. document how they're setting up world government. I mean, but the average childlike brain out there, adults that are like five-year-old children, a five-year-old believes they can make believe. They can just say, oh, no, that's not the case, and live in denial. Adults cannot live in denial. And I'm talking to the police and the military and all of you out there that work for the system who are not bad. I know most of you aren't bad. Most of you have actually seen more than the general public, so you're not naive. And look, I'm not risking my life for nothing here. I know we can beat these people if we've got courage and speak out against them. But if you won't start speaking out and get involved, and if you won't make a stand now and point out the obvious, we are dead meat. Do you understand? These bankers funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They love to violently re-engineer society. We are all in grave danger. Brenda in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm just going to reiterate, you know, I've seen the deal on the news, it's on internet news, about Obama saying, you know, we could be struck with nuclear weapons, and I thought, oh no, we're in for a false flag. And I was just wanting to confirm what you'd already said, so nothing big.
Well, anything else you want to add, Brenda?
Oh, you know, a few years ago, I went to Ohio on a plane, and I had taken some different material with me and left them in strategic places along the way, restrooms and stuff. And I ran into a gentleman, and he was a psychologist for men coming back from the war, trying to talk to them, you know, I guess if they're going to commit suicide or something. And I says, do you think that 9/11 was an inside job? And he just says to me, he says, American government is involved in many covert operations. And I said, would you like a tape? And he said, no. He wouldn't talk to me after that, but that was just a little extra.
So you were in the airport like Hansel and Gretel, leaving little DVD films for people.
Yes, I'd leave them in, like, in the bathroom, and then on the airplane, I put them in those little magazines that they have stuff everywhere. And I handed one to a gentleman that was in the Army, and, you know, he was going back home to help his mama move in New York, and he gladly took some information. And I found out strangers are more accepting of information than friends and relatives are. So, but I did leave quite a bit of stuff everywhere. I know the maid in the restroom, she says, oh, somebody must have left this. I said, maybe they'll be back. She just left it there, so I was hoping that it would be picked up by somebody to read.
Well, God bless you. You're awesome, and I just love your spirit, and keep it up, Brenda. God bless you. Look, we've talked about false flag nuke attacks for a long time because the government's always been hyping it. And let us hope that this is like Dick Cheney and Governor Ridge when they were issuing fake nuke attack alerts. I mean, we know Al-Qaeda doesn't exist. We know that it's a creation of the CIA. We know that the sky's the limit for these people. And we know, via the Latin phrase, qui bono, or who benefits. We know who benefits from this. And they haven't trained every police department in the country for IED attacks for no reason. They go in and they brainwash the cops that the citizens are going to attack them and kill them as a way to federalize them and as a way to scare them into going along with the brainwashing. And America has turned into a government that is an armed camp against the people. And now the banks have stolen so much money that they're raising all the taxes but cutting essential services. And finally, all over the nation, police are telling the truth and telling citizens, buy a gun. We can't protect you. We'll be back with Nathan, Tim, David, Leo, and others. Desperation in my voice. You hear my concern. I live here, just like you, on this planet, in this country. And we know we have this scientific elite using psychological warfare and programming and fear to control us. And while they've got us afraid of all these boogeymen, they are the real threat. And it's only going to get worse till we wake up to this. And there's got to be some way out of this. There's got to be some way to stop it. And the only way I know is just to continue to discredit these people and teach people their tricks and how they operate and what their game plan is. Nathan in Texas, then Tim in Brazil and others. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. I just wanted to say, you know, I want to bring up a point. What if this is not the end of the world? You know, it seems like a lot of people are just kind of waiting around for God or somebody to come back and save them. And I think it's going to be the Russians who end up saving us from the world. I mean, that could explain easily why we're so openly evil, why we torture, why we terrorize, you know, why we invade countries, why the rest of the world knows that we're starting illegal wars and everything. And Russia is just sitting over there, you know, not really saying so much, just kind of out of the picture a little bit. And they're obviously not scared of us. So it appears
I've said this many times, that in the globalist plan, they're going to bankrupt America, use our military to build their world government, and simultaneously, I mean, here's a microcosm. Rupert Murdoch in his foreign newspapers demonizes the U.S., covers the torture, covers how we're illegal. Then domestically, he poses as a pro-war guy who's supposedly a patriot. Okay? And exactly, we are being set up to be hated and defiled and scapegoated for the total world financial implosion that's been going into full swing the last 3 years. And you're absolutely right. And I don't trust any government. As history shows, they're filled with wickedness and corruption. And Russia is as crooked as a barrel of snakes. But really studying it, Russia was fully controlled by the globalists since 1917. And it's been declassified that our government put the Soviets in power, put the communists in power, engineered all the fake wars. It was all staged until Yeltsin left office and Putin got in. And Putin still works with them, and at some levels they're connected. But it's in Russia, they pay you to have children. Here, they're demonizing having children. In Russia, they talk about the New World Order and world government, and they've arrested scores of top bankers and kicked them out of the country. So it does appear that there is a fissure. We know China is deep in bed with the New World Order, but simultaneously, these guys are all cutthroat, so they're all simultaneously trying to encircle each other. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, it is time to make a stand, and that's why I decided tonight at about 5 o'clock, I'm going to go down to Dallas, and I'm going to be standing on the Kennedy grassy knoll. And I decided that anybody who wants for there to be a United States tomorrow is welcome to come down there and join me. But if not, I'll just be standing out there by myself with the sign so that everybody who comes down there every day to take pictures can, you know, hear the message. And so
yeah, that's at the corner of that's at the corner of Elm and what?
I think it's Commerce that it meets up with. It's over there in the West End. I'm not so familiar with the area, but I know how to get there. I know it's right where
Commerce is. No, that's a great idea. Everybody that loves freedom, and this isn't going to save the world, but it's one more step towards that. Anybody who's angry and wants to expose the New World Order and expose false flag terror and expose the murder of Kennedy, show up at what, 5, 6 o'clock tonight at the Grassy Knoll?
Yes, tonight. I'll be there.
All right, buddy. I'm sure some folks will show up. And it's just that act of resistance, that act of stepping up, standing up, that'll turn the criminal tide. Let's talk to Tim in Brazil. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you doing today?
All right.
All right, I'm going to try to stay on this nuclear warning subject without getting off of it, so I'll make my point quick. I think, in my mind, it's almost unlikely for Al-Qaeda to possess nukes. I think they would most likely get a hold of dirty bombs before they could get a hold of those. But if they do, I think it's most likely we put it in their hands somehow, some way. I got a third point that I wanted to make. Last Monday, I think, I was listening to the show down here, and I heard somebody make a statement towards you that you're just as big of a movement leader as Martin Luther King or any of the guys back during the 50s and the 60s. And you said, oh, I don't think I'm that big of a influence on people yet. And I just want you to know, man, that people like us look at you, and there's a bunch of names that come to my head when I think of guys like you. Think of Paul Revere, John Hancock, John Pufford. These were guys that stood up against tyranny, and they reported on it, and they made everybody
know. Tell you
what,
finish your point. Finish your point when we come back, and then I'm going to get into a whole bunch of news and recap and go into more detail with the false flag nuke card. A lot of people call into the show and tell me how much they appreciate what I'm doing and how I'm founding father material. All I'm doing is my duty. I'm a free person who studied history, who has discovered how corrupt the leaders of the planet are, how corrupt the top corporations are. I've read their white papers, their documents, what they say they believe in, and it's nightmarish. Total slavery, population reduction, poisoning the population, starting wars, staging terror. They brag about it. It's in Army training manuals for black ops commanders, captain and above, how to stage terror. I mean, that exists. Operation Northwoods exists. I have to talk about that, even if it was unpopular 8 years ago, before 9/11 and the day of 9/11. I've got to tell the truth. And so the caller, Tim in Brazil, was talking about how wonderful I am, and I appreciate that, Tim. But the issue here is all of you out there who love freedom and love the truth and who are good, I admire you. And so I never want to turn this into a cult of personality situation. When I get up here and I say, I've been right about this and that, and I chronicle all the things that we've broken down that are accurate, it's so people pay attention to us and understand this isn't a joke. We know what we're talking about. But it's not that hard to know what you're talking about. History is there. How many globalist and government documents and corporate documents have fallen into our hands? A new one has fallen into our hands. And the feds are announcing they want to take the pension funds. And now people are saying, my gosh, it's in the news. They're going to take the pension funds, or they just took my pension fund. Exactly. I mean, it's I don't deserve credit for this. Like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much, Alex. You warned us they're going to take our pension funds. Well, what person wouldn't warn you? See, that's the thing. If people build me up as some superhuman, wonderful George Washington type character, they then don't see themselves as the leaders they need to be. I'm doing the minimum, which is my maximum. When you're faced with a threat of this magnitude, the only thing you can do is fight it with every bone in your body, with every fiber of muscle, with every brain cell you've got. That's all you can do. And it doesn't mean any of us are going to be perfect. It just means we got our heart in the right place and we're warning people and we're standing up person to person. We're taking action. And that spirit, that idea is unstoppable. I want Tim to be able to finish up, but coming up, well, I'm going to let him finish and then I'm going to get into this because there's a bunch of other incredibly important news. And I want to recap and then expand on the nuke information as the government prepares for a possible false flag nuke attack. But just the fear-mongering itself, we know, is propaganda and is psychological terrorism. So I'm going to go over that after I cover a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet that is so vital. This is all so incredibly important. Tim, finish your point in Brazil.
I just wanted to let you know, Alex, that I've been listening to you for 14 years, ever since I was in middle school. You inspired me to stand up and talk out too. I'm a professional wrestler. I travel around the world. I go to the United States for tours all the time. I hand out your DVDs when I go to my shows. I bought your new ones. I'm having my webpage moderator translate them into Brazilian Portuguese so I can hand them out to people down here. So I just want to let you
know. Great job. What's your stage name, Tim?
Tenacious Tim Anderson.
All right, well, we'll have to check it out. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And again, I'm not chastising people who call in and try to compare me to Martin Luther King or something. It isn't about Alex Jones. That's all I'm saying. If you like what I've done, if it has inspired you, that's what I want. And I want to see you take action and stand up for the Republic, stand up for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Because if we don't have that, we have nothing. And everything this government is doing is 180 degrees against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to get back into Obama says nuclear terrorism is the single biggest threat to the U.S. and analyze that. And I'm also going to get to the Russian president, Medvedev, says Israeli strike on Iran could spark global catastrophe, which it could. And that's what all this hype about nuclear terrorism is meant to do on one level. It's multifaceted. And how there's all these movies and TV shows now promoting suitcase nukes in America and how torture and police state is needed to counter it, like Samuel L. Jackson's new Unthinkable. Then we're going to get into another story. And this has got to be the... It's more than 20 of these the last year. Leaked or declassified British, UN, Danish, White House, the latest is White House, secret battle plans against the American people. And it's economic battle plans. Most warfare is psychological or economic. Physical is maybe 10% of the time. And it talks about a global dictatorship, a global police state, a global control grid, a green new world order, as that UN document that came out 2 months ago said. An authoritarian system through the green movement. That's what it is. Not just taxes, not just regulation, but selective enforcement. We're going to cover that. And some really good news. We blundered over swine flu, admit health chiefs. They didn't blunder. We've had the head of the EU Commission on, the 47-member body, Wolfgang Woudrug, and they discovered 3 months ago and found in committee that the heads of the World Health Organization and the EU and in the U.S. and England were paid off by Big Pharma to come out and lie about H1N1. They knew it wasn't even dangerous. They hyped up people who had kidney failure, who were already about to die, who supposedly had it. It was a dangerous vaccine. Here it is. Global health chiefs have finally admitted that they may have overreacted to swine flu pandemic, landing governments with millions of unused vaccines. We'll talk about the facts on that front as well. And then Al Gore was confronted by Fox News about the fact that the Arctic and Antarctic ice sheets are getting record growth, and he wouldn't respond. It's a form of terrorism. Give me a bunch of money, let me run your life, or you will drown. The earth will die because of carbon dioxide that plants breathe. They picked carbon dioxide because that is the gas that all animals and humans exhale so they can regulate everything. Don't you understand? Ignoring all the real environmental crises. You know what's much more dangerous than nukes? Genetic engineering. Gone awry. It's already gone awry. Anything that's a real threat is ignored. All right. We're going to go back to Dave, Leo, D, Fred, Ken, and others. But for the next 5 minutes, he joins us once a month. I've gotten behind schedule, though. I need to have him on twice before this month ends. And look, it's all solution-based, and it's win-win-win. It also supports this broadcast. And a Made in America company been around since 1947. That's 60-plus years, 63 years, 1947. High quality, 85% off supermarket prices, Calbin Pure Soap. A whole line of incredible high quality household products that'll save you money and aren't toxic to your health. Marty Schachter, good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure talking to you and to your listeners and giving them some hard facts on what's going on, especially now with spring cleaning. Are we ready for spring cleaning?
Well, Marty, you've got the floor. Tell us about your products.
Well, now, we've been doing this since 1947, 63 years of business going down the drain. And we don't have 100 items, four basic pure soap items, bath soap, air soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And each one of the products are interchangeable, and they'll eliminate about 100 chemicals in your home. Especially stuff like Lysol. Don't use Lysol. It's right on the container. It says hazardous to humans and domestic animals. What does hazardous mean? Poison. You need poison in your home? Get some Lysol. Comet, Ajax, all these scouring cleansers. 85% inert ingredient. What does inert mean? It means nothing. 85%. What it is sand. It scratches it clean. It doesn't really clean like real soap. Bleaches of all kinds, all dangerous. You need a respirator, not only in your home, but when you go shopping and going down that detergent aisle and smelling those chemicals that are on there. It's called outgassing. The chemicals outgas in perfumes and other toxic ingredients. Don't need them. Call me. I'll take care of you. I'll save you money. I'll give you quality. I'll give you everything that you need for your cleaning and solving all your cleaning problems if you have any. Call me, 1-800-340-7091. I'm Marty. I'm the owner and founder of the company, and I've been doing this now for almost all my life, and you've got nothing to fear, nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be, I don't know, it sounds too good to be true. It is true, and it is good, and you're ready for it right now. Save you a bundle of money, at least $1,000 a year savings, getting products that'll do all the jobs for you safely, honestly, and the biggest complaint. complaint we get in our company is the products last too long. You know, you use such a small amount, and that's what the people call up and say, well, I'm not ready to buy anymore. I still bought some last year, and it's still working, and I use so little of it. That's what we do. Call us. We'll take care of you. We've got the best soap products in North America. And you'll know that when you use it. Get our sampler tote bag for $20. It's a 6-pound package with United Parcel to your door. And you'll find a whole new living, a whole new way of cleaning, a better way, a safe way. Your skin will be vibrant again. Your hair will feel really clean with all these perfumes and chemicals and toxic ingredients. Don't need them anymore. That's why I'm here working with Alex. We've been doing this for about 8 years now, more or less, telling the consumer, the Alex listener, that we've got the goods and we want to share it with you, and you'll just do nothing but enjoy it and call me and thank me. And you'll say, where have you been all my life? I'm here now for you. 800-340-7091. Or catch us on the web. That's 5starsoap.com. Five the number or five the letter. 5starsoap.com. You'll see everything that I've just been saying to you. All the data bulletins, all the information, all the color photographs, all the prices. Because right now, you go to your local supermarket to buy cleaning products, there are no prices on anything. You got to go read the barcodes with a scanner. And that doesn't tell you what you're getting. It just says cleaner, $5.95. Powder, $12.95. Liquid, $16.95. That's what you get. We give you complete details, a free catalog. Call for your free catalog. If you're not sure about getting our products, read up on it, and you'll be unconditionally guaranteed or double your dirt back.
All right, Marty, again, it's 5starsoap.com, and give us today's limerick.
A skydiving couple named Lord decided on sex while they soared. They got so excited while flying United, they never did pull the ripcord.
Marty, that's a little racy, but that's your first racy one, so we'll let you get by with it. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You bet, my friend. Okay. Look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to race through calls till the end of this hour. And then this is the type of important news we have here. For 11 years, we have been, that's really when I started reporting on it, reporting that police and foundation groups and government-funded groups infiltrate any peaceful protest, pro-Second Amendment, pro-property rights, anti-war, left, right, it doesn't matter. And we have caught them, and many others have caught them, in Greece and in England and in Canada and in the U.S., you know, major newspapers over and over again have been forced to report the truth that the police and other government-controlled groups are staging violence at demonstrations. Now, 2 weeks ago, we began to report that we broke this. By the way, I'm proud of this. That shows the power now that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have. Because you, the listeners, took those articles, what was it, 2 weeks ago or more? Those first articles, I said, red alert, they're going to infiltrate the Tea Parties and stage violence and hold up racist signs to pose as Tea Partiers. And they're being foundation and government funded. And we've now identified several groups, and they're all working for government. Now, there's a new article about this where we identify people by name at PrisonPlanet.com today. But I hadn't seen this article, and I was digging through my stack while Marty was talking, and I saw this story out of the AP. This is a big, 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 big victory. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies. That's right. It is now in the Associated Press. Now, remember, 2 weeks ago, Paul Watson wrote articles about this. I begged you, the listeners. I said, this is a maximum alert. We identified the anarchist groups. We linked to them. We showed what they were doing. And then other blogs and websites picked up on it in the last 2 weeks until a crescendo, and the AP was forced to report on it. Opponents of fiscally conservative Tea Party movement say they plan to infiltrate and dismantle the political group by trying to make its members appear as racist, homophobic, and moronic. Now, again, we broke all of this. I'm just giving Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Steve Watson the credit. They've been writing articles every day, every weekday on this for 2 weeks or more than 2 weeks. And you, the listeners, get the credit as well. Jason Levin, creator of CrashTheTeaParty.org, said the group has 65 leaders in major cities across the country who are trying to recruit members to infiltrate Tea Party events on April 15th, tax filing day. And that's only one group. We identified some of the largest anarchist groups. They're not anarchists. They're all literally these big government-funded groups. I've been there. They'll be handing out communist workers' newspapers. They'll be handing out, I said I'm going to your calls. I say I'm going to cover something, and then I try to mention it, and then I start covering it. It's just these people are such scum. But this is a big victory, because what do you think Carlos Watson's doing? What do you think Scamball, Slimeball Chris Matthews is doing? What do you think Obama's handlers are doing when they say, oh, you oppose anything we're doing, you're a racist? They are the ones invoking it. The Black Congressional Caucus staged that event. No one called them the N-word or spit on them, and we've caught them. We're going live for the second half of the radio broadcast in T-minus 6 minutes at prisonplanet.tv. You want to actually watch the radio show with all the document cams, news articles, video clips, adds a whole other dimension. And it's much more informative because people can't deny the news I'm about to cover. In fact, I'm printing some of the older articles to integrate them together where the Democrats have been caught attacking their own offices, all of it, because this is big news now hitting the AP that they're out there posing and putting out racist messages to discredit the Tea Party. Another form of false flag. See how everything is false flag. Literally. I mean, it's got to be 70-80% of the time. Any issue we look at, it's false flag, false flag. I've noticed people do this individually in business now. Or our supposed competitors in alternative media, I'm not their competitor, they just think I am, are constantly making stuff up or staging things about us. I mean, it's in the culture to lie and set up the people you want to discredit. It's the same thing with the nuclear terror threat. It's the same thing with the environmental threat from carbon dioxide. It's just all a false flag. To blame you for your car, your business, your house, your job at a factory. It's all about making you bad so they can go after you. In fact, I want to get Paul Watson on in the last 30 minutes of the show, if he can do it, or Kurt Nimmo. I mean, I want to get Watson to pull out the first article we wrote about this. I know it was more than 2 weeks ago, identifying the anarchist groups. And even when we linked to the anarchist groups' own sites calling for stirring up violence and racism and posing as Tea Party people, other news outlets picked up our articles and said, Jones claims. I claim? It's like I claim I got the MIAC report or the Homeland Security report. I claimed I got the clergy response team reports. I claimed I got Operation Northwoods for a year. I was covering Operation Northwoods from ABC News and the National Security Archives, and there were news articles saying I'd made up Operation Northwoods. We don't make anything up here, okay? Nothing. We tell the truth. Now, does that not mean that we don't make mistakes? Yeah, we make mistakes every once in a while. I wish I was wrong about this. I wish I was wrong. Believe me, I wouldn't be working this hard. I mean, I can't even make myself take off, folks. I can't quit thinking about this. I can't quit desiring to warn people. It has overtaken me. It's all I do. It's all I think about. It's all I dream about when I'm asleep. Because I understand how dire the straits are and how serious the costs are. And I've seen the success we've had when we get up off our hind ends and give these people a fight in the info war. All right, I'm going to come back and go to David, Leo, D, Fred, Ken, and others. I'm going to just go to call after call And then I'm going to start going through the news. I'm going to recap the nuke threat, because your calls are on that subject. And then the setup of the Tea Party, segueing in to the foundation-funded and government-funded groups staging violence and demonizing the Tea Parties and integrated in with CNN and MSNBC and this image they're creating, because they're not just falsely claiming the Tea Parties are racist. They're falsely claiming that people who don't like the Federal Reserve or the looting are terrorists. It's all fake. It's all fake. Occasionally they find some real schizophrenic they can set up who was actually planning something, but that's very rare. 90%+ of it, when you talk about the setup of the Tea Parties, is fake. In fact, I really haven't found anywhere where it wasn't fake. I'm just leaving some room there and saying there could be something that's real. I mean, it is a manufactured fraud. I'm not going to belabor this issue, but if you want to support us and see future films, and if you want to have tools to wake people up big time, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day. We're launching Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, in 48 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also order the DVDs. They start shipping out today. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, the new film available at Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have reached the midway point in this Tuesday transmission. We are simulcasting the third and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Webster Griffin Tarpley's popping in the next hour to talk about Obama's false flag nuclear blackmail that's going on, clearly preparing for a staged event, bare minimum engaged in psychological warfare. Paul Watson will be joining us in the last 30 minutes, but I'm going to cover this before he joins us. We'll just get into more detail. AP, not Prison Planet 2 weeks ago, AP today. Good job, everybody. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies pose as racist. This has already been going on. We're going to go over the evidence coming up. This is so important. They're going to brand you as racist, brand their New World Order takeover like it's some civil rights movement, and stage terror attacks and start arresting patriots. This is already going on to a certain extent. We understand their game plan. We understand their operation. We have the enemy's operation manual. We know their program, and with that knowledge, if we take action and have the initiative, we can defeat them. Knowing the enemy is half the battle. Let's go to your calls. David in California, you're on the air.
AJ, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, because we're having a lot of victories.
Yeah. One thing I got to say is that David Rockefeller said, all you need is one more world crisis to bring in the New World Order, and listening to Obama say this stuff makes you think a real lot.
That's an incredible point. In fact, guys, Google David Rockefeller about all we need is a crisis for global transformation to bring in the New World Order. And then the Kissinger clip about UN troops, just Kissinger, UN troops. And then the David Rockefeller quote about we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right crisis. Go ahead.
Right. And it doesn't even have to be a nuke just in the United States. They could just do a couple all over the world. And I also want to bring up one point about the Samuel Jackson movie you're talking about. This also reminds me of that X-Files that they did like 9 months before 9/11. Seems like they're just trying to like prep us for something like this. Already trying to put it through the media and get it into our brains. So once it happens, then people...
Yeah, another fabulous point. The Lone Gunman, and I had the star of The Lone Gunman call me and come to Austin to meet with me. He said the CIA, Dean Haglund, was planting those scripts on them and Chris Carter... This is from the host, and what was it, 6 or 7 months before 9/11, the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center, a passenger jet, as a pretext to invade Afghanistan, and uses a drill simultaneously to make NORAD stand down. That exact thing happened on 9/11.
Right. It seems like it's just repeating itself, and not only you are, like, doing the red alarm right now, I listen to Steve Quayle a little bit here and there, and, you know, he says the same thing. me, myself, just being woken up for 2 years and going way deep into everything, watching all your documentaries, reading books, listening to you every day, I feel the same thing, brother. It just feels like that these people are really going to have to move something, because we're getting so much stronger right now, awakening people, that they're really going to have to make some moves right now. And I can really see them doing...
Exactly. Their agenda's in place, but it's cracking at the foundations. They're in trouble, and we know how they operate. And everybody, not just intellectually, can see the evidence, but you can feel it. Anybody who's got their head screwed on straight and has any discernment can feel the evil rising.
Right, right, right. So that's pretty much all I have to say. AJ, thanks for everything. I'm burning DVDs, and let's try to win this thing. You know, and keep up the rage, man. I love it when you get angry, man, because we all should be angry about this. All right? Have a good day.
Thank you. You know, when I tend to get enraged is when I watch videos, video after video. You just search engine, police beat man in wheelchair. There's videos of people with no legs, people paralyzed. They say, get up. They say, I can't. They say it nicely. The police beat them. I have all those videos. I can't even play them here because I can't watch them. I watch them once to have the knowledge, and it makes me too angry.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new film, Invisible Empire, is now shipping out of this office. Many of you around the country will get it on or before the 15th of April, 2010. 18 months in the making. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we have a stack of them right here. Here is the actual DVD in the hard case with the hardcover. The New World Order on trial. For the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed in stark detail. This documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, and media propaganda and debt. The criminal controllers have successfully dominated the globe and are now in the final phase of consolidating power. Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. The New World Order is out in the open, all documented in stunning living color. Unelected bureaucrats are establishing regional unions under one superstate. Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless society surveillance grid in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth. And the extras are Peter Del Scott interview in G20 Pittsburgh. Again, I am so proud of this film and the great work of my crew and Jason Burmis over the last 18 months making Invisible Empire. Incredible graphics, but the information is what's important. A great tool to wake friends and family up. Get it at InfoWars.com, the hard copy DVD, or call toll free 888-253-3139. So I have directed 25 films, and I have produced three others. So that's 28 documentary films since I started making films 13 and a half years ago. I've been on the air 15 years, right at 15 years, been making films for 13 plus years, and that's 28 films. So how many films is that a year? Roughly two. So I'm just really proud of the crew, and they just get better and better and more informative. And now it's all out in the open. So, you know, this isn't us showing you secret government documents or, you know, clips. This is in their own words, Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. Burmis got so happy when these came in. He was hugging me. So Burmis is very, very excited. And it's up to you whether this goes viral and has a huge effect. You can also watch it premiering after the show, 3 p.m. Central, on Thursday, the 15th. It will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn it to disk, give it to everybody you know. Okay, I've got to control myself now because I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stacks of news that I have to at least skim the surface of. But 4 or 5 of these stacks, I have to go into detail, and we got 2 guests coming up next hour. So I'm going to move as quickly as I can right now through some calls to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm news blitzing for the next half hour before Webster Tarpley and then Paul Watson join us. But right now, let's go to Leo in Missouri, or is it Montana? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Missouri. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say I believe the false flag attack is actually speaking of a false flag attack because it takes the focus off of what's really hurting this country, and that's the economy and this health care bill, which is really going to tax us possibly to death for some people. And I really believe that's the actual false flag attack, not so much an actual...
No, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I'm going to cover coming up when I recap this and get into more detail on some facets I haven't gotten into, is that Governor Ridge is on record that when he was the head of Homeland Security, they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. That is an act of terrorism. If you call a bomb threat in and you haven't really sent a bomb to the courthouse, you still get a felony charge because it created the fear and endangered people. It's like yelling fire in a theater or worse. And we know they've done this in the past. We know Al-Qaeda's manufactured. We know they're not really going to nuke us. And I agree, bare minimum, this is a psychological terror attack.
Right, and I'm to the point where I'm not scared of this stuff anymore. If anything, it makes me more angry because I'm one of those people, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back twice as hard. And that's the way I think we got to look at stuff like this. When they come out with stuff like this, we just got to say, okay, if you're going to do it, then go ahead and do it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut and just let us live.
And it's important to stand up and say, we know you're behind it. We know you're engaged in psychological and physical terrorism. And to hound Obama, Al Gore, Newt Gingrich, and that's happening everywhere these globalists go. They are being hounded and exposed by real Americans. And the same thing's happening all over the world by patriots that understand the cost. We need to let them know that we know, and that's freaking them out. Because if we expose false flag terror and how it's used at every level, now AP confirming that the Democratic operatives are infiltrating and posing as racist. Again, I told you that years ago, not because I'm smart. I study these people. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, it's like if I'm fishing and a purple worm with a green tail, I'm catching bass every time I cast it, but I put a red worm on with a gold tail and I don't catch any fish. I know it's a purple worm. I'm not that smart, folks, but I can see how things work by watching. And that's all I've done is watch these people and read their own documents over and over and over and over again. I'll be on the air in a month saying, as AP even admitted, the Democrats are staging the racist signs and things at these tea parties, and there'll be websites saying Alex is a liar because I won't have the AP that day in my hand. I happen to have it today because it just came out. That's the problem. I've got too much evidence, Leo. I mean, here's the headline. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies and pose as racist. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that's, you're exactly right. And if people keep their eyes open, they'll even see it on their local level, the bullying that's being done by their government. And it's just like facing a bully. You got to face him down until he either leaves you alone or you get him down and you beat him until he leaves you alone. And that's where I think we're at now. People need to stop being scared of all this stuff and actually face them down and say, hey, we're not putting up with your garbage anymore. So either do what you're going to do or we're going to do what we're going to do.
I agree. God bless you. Go ahead.
Take my call.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. I mean, that's why they're on the news saying the Tea Partiers are terrorists. The Tea Parties flew a plane into a building. The Tea Partiers shot up the building. The Tea Partiers are going to attack. We've got to have naked body scanners or the terrorists will get us. And it turns out it was staged. I mean, it's admitted that that guy was a government minion and that they got him on the airplane. Case closed. It's all staged. I mean, do people think I got up here a year ago and then again 2 weeks ago, hot and heavy every day, saying the Democrats are going to infiltrate the Tea Parties and stage violence and pose as racist? I mean, do you think I was just saying that, folks? We were on their websites. We were reading what they were saying. We know what they're doing. False flag terror. It's terrorizing the Tea Parties who want to end the Federal Reserve, cut taxes, and get our country back and protect our Second Amendment and our borders. And a bunch of good people, in fact, they polled them. 40% are independents or Democrats. Most of them are people who never got politically involved and have lost their job and are angry. And the media says, no, you're a racist terrorist. I mean, folks, that exposes 9/11 right there. Look how they call you a terrorist for being a Tea Party person or a racist. It's the same thing. Look how they're saying I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite every day in major newspapers and television. Why? They think their audience are a bunch of idiots. They think their audience is so stupid, they won't go find out what Alex Jones is really saying. Like I said, I watched 5 minutes of Chris Matthews last night, and everything he said was a lie. Everything. All of his guests, it was like a tree full of parrots repeating lies over and over. And then they, to make it worse, they were calling us liars. Everything they were saying was a lie about the health care bill. I've read the stinking thing. All right, I'm just ranting. I'm out of control. We need to get out of control, though. We need to get angry and get out of our comfort zone. Leo, thank you. Dee in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was able to go to that thomas.loc.gov, and I was able to find the bill there, like you said. Again, you know where to go to get the information. Thank you.
You bet.
Secondly, and it was as bad, there was death panels and stuff in there. I mean,
death panels. It's all in there.
I had a question, one comment, one thing to report, and then a question. A couple questions, actually. There was a story in Haaretz. I found it on Al Jazeera, and it linked to Haaretz. The Israeli army did an order where they're going to start evicting Palestinians that didn't have the quote-unquote permits. And that means a lot of them are going to get evicted to Gaza.
Yeah, no. That's how it works in America now with zoning. They're just taking people's property and land. And the thing is, they know that when Israel does this, a new war is going to start. And it's just out of control.
And I thought this needed to be brought up because it was important. It is what they call ethnic cleansing. And it's big and it needed to be said. That being said, my question is, if I wanted to see the PNAC documents, and if I wanted to see State Department Memorandum 200 and the... where do I go to see those documents?
It's all at the Library of Congress. It's all at the National Security Archive. PNAC had its website up until about 2 years ago. It's been in thousands, tens of thousands of news articles have been written about the Project for New American Century. So you'll just use a search engine. And there's hundreds of documents they wrote, battle plans against the American people and the world. Top neocons, but what you want to search is Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, PNAC. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, PNAC. And that will give you one of the more vicious reports where Cheney talks about race-specific bioweapons, where he talks about we need a new Pearl Harbor event to launch the war. It's totally sick. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call. Stay with us.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one.
You're the devil.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you for joining us. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Fred in Oklahoma. Fred, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good because we're having a lot of victories against the New World Order.
August of 2009, last year, William Jefferson Clinton had a sit-down with Kim Jong-il. You don't think he went on a little shopping spree over there, do you?
You know, I don't think they need to shop. They've got plenty of nukes over here, and we already caught Cheney trying to sneak out some cruise missiles, 3 years ago out of the Dakotas. But who knows what was going on with that meeting?
They can trace that stuff down to the element and where it was processed. Now, they would need that to be processed somewhere other than the United States. Now, if they let one of those things off, say, in Iraq or Afghanistan, and then later, a year later, they come to find out that it was processed in North Korea, they've got the pretense to the next war.
Well, that's another issue. Some of the uranium has been processed for Iran in Russia and France. So that's another way they could separately sell some of that to whatever private corporation or black ops group or intelligence agency was going to stage it. But they can also fake the isotopes. They can fake the manufacturing process and just claim. I mean, the FBI crime lab, we've had the former head of it on about how there was so much framing going on. So they can just claim. I mean, they claim there was yellow cake uranium from Niger in Iraq. They claim there were WMDs. I mean, they don't need to actually frame someone that way. I disagree with you.
All right, sir. Well, like I said, it was just an idea. And thanks for all you do. And I'm a value listener, and I try to pass the message on to anybody who'll listen.
Well, Fred, let me add, I mean, you've got a good point. I mean, certainly they could buy it from a third party in Eastern Europe, in Central Asia, out of Russia, from North Korea. That's a really good point. I mean, they could do it so they legitimately frame somebody and they can prove and not fake the test and then show that it came from somewhere that it really didn't. My issue is they can also fake evidence, fake forensics.
Yes, they've done it before. So they've
done it before. The sky's the limit with these people. And look, there's a lot of terror groups that it comes out later for decades didn't know they were being run by Western intelligence. I mean, it came out in a few major U.S. newspapers, what, a week and a half ago, that the head of the Mumbai attacks was a U.S. government agent running the operation. That came out in federal court. It's like it came out one of the top white supremacists in the country was actually an FBI agent, Hal Turner, at national security level. I mean, it's so incredible that they just run. I'm hoping they bust somebody sometime that doesn't work for the globalist. I wish it was just ragtag terrorist. I'm not scared of ragtag terrorist, but I am concerned about the New World Order. Let's talk to Ken in South Carolina. Ken, you're on the air. Hi.
I first of all, I want to thank you for telling the truth and giving the small people like me a chance to go tell the truth to other people. And I can't, just how many people I've woken up, I can't thank you enough.
Are you kidding? I can't thank you. We're all in this together, my friend.
I know. You know, first time caller, I'm a little bit nervous. I know I had no reason to be nervous because birds of a feather flock together. I just want to say this, a comment about the nukes now. Why wouldn't they set off the nukes here in the U.S.? Okay, that's what the elite wants. They want the population. They had the underground bunkers. We know they had the Denver airport. We got the FEMA coffins lined up. Isn't that like a huge sign that something is coming very soon?
It's a perfect way to roll out the police state they've already got lined up. It's like football teams already lined up, and the quarterback's going, blue 42, blue 42, huh, huh, huh. And, I mean, they are ready to go, and again, they have a history of staging stuff. They're hyping it. It will help them. It's one of the cards they're looking at playing. And that's why they're so mad at 9/11 Truth, because now they've got to worry about a populace that's got their eyes wide open and who's looking for things like 9/11 Truther Kurt Haskell, who exposed their entire underwear bombing. And it turned out he was right. See, we've got our people are everywhere now. You understand that?
Well, you know, they said they want depopulation. Now they can just ship whoever's left. I guess is that what they feel?
Absolutely. And again, they can set off a dinky nuke that just blows up maybe 20, 30 square blocks, radiates part of a city. They'll come in, mop it up, clean it up. And if you think 9/11 drove a stake through our heart, a nuclear 9/11 will be a whole order or two of magnitude increased. Key points that you made, Ken. I appreciate your call. Francis, Nathaniel, Keith, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. You have found it, ladies and gentlemen, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. More straight ahead in this wartime broadcast in the battle for free humanity and the Republic.
Oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase after the tired or the weak. Oppression, you know you mean only.
Okay, I'm going to systematically cover the top news stories in the next 30 minutes. Tarpley's only joining us for 15, Watson for 15. We'll take calls coming up in the next hour. If callers want to hold, you can hold. If not, you can call back. But I'm going to systematically go through a bunch of important news here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to thank a couple of sponsors that have made this radio show possible that I also believe in. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. One word, MySolarBackup.com. Links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is a plug-and-play solar generators available from our wonderful sponsors, Listeners from Science, and they've been selling these on our show for 2 years. Our listeners love them. I've gotten great feedback. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. So whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you name it, or all this greenhouse gas tax garbage, you need to start moving off the grid. A great way to do it is mysolarbackup.com or call for a free information package at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is the best, purest, cleanest drinking water you're going to find anywhere. You know, clouds are made out of water, and that's what this does. It grabs water out of the atmosphere in your house, your business, your work shack, you know, your tinkering shack, your work shed, whatever. And it grabs it, and the smaller units produce 7-plus gallons. They've got them that produce hundreds of gallons a day. They're very affordable, and it sends them through 7 to 12 different filters, depending on which unit you buy, as if you need a bunch of filters when it's right out of the air. The point is it's really great water. You can find out more at ecolablue.com, 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 banners up on Infowars.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. Okay. Let me try to calmly and systematically go over the news right now. Since the 40s and 50s, the U.S. government, in a staged event, now has been declassified. You heard Jesse Ventura talking about it when he was on with us last week. We had a deal with the Russians after World War II with Joe Stalin that he would attack a bunch of third world countries. We would claim we were opposing him. And then we would attack and invade countries. And then he would claim he was opposing us. Remember what Adolf Alois Hitler did with the Russian Nazi pact that was signed, what, in 1939? They divided Poland, a sneak attack. From the east, the Russians. From the west, the Germans. Well, the CIA and others at the end of World War II, the OSS, and Fletcher Prouty, who was the head of Black Ops, wrote about this, but now large portions have been declassified. They put Mao Zedong in. That's now even on History Channel. Kick Chiang Kai-shek out. But the genius of this was the U.S. just can't go invade countries because the people wouldn't put up with that. We were Christian, educated, informed patriots who knew what George Washington said. See, here's the problem. I'm trying to get into fake nuclear false flag, and then I start going through my mental process of how I understand all this. It's just impossible. There's just so much information. So what would happen is they'd pick Korea, or they'd pick Vietnam, or they'd pick another country, and they'd say, we're going to invade here, you're going to invade there. That'll allow us to make a lot of money and get control of society through weapon sales. It will allow us to create a paramilitary force that we can then use domestically. It'll give us battle-hardened troops in these wartime laboratories, as they're called. And so you take half of Germany, we take the other half after World War II. You take half of Korea, we take the other half. We take part of Vietnam, you take the other half, and then we kill each other. But we use that as a political diversion because if the Russians are at war against the Americans, the Russians can oppress their people because they're in a war. And the people go, we've got to do what the commissars say, we're in a war. Same thing in America. And it was when, And again, this has even been in the New York Times. You know, the headline, McCarthy was right. Well, that was about 4 years ago. The Russians declassified that it was all true. McCarthy was completely right. The U.S. Army was basically funding the communists in Russia, ran the whole thing, gave them nukes, gave them everything. McCarthy was great when he was targeting Hollywood people to create a censorship system and an excuse to set up spies in police state. But when he found out that it was all run by the Pentagon, politically they slit his throat. That's how sophisticated this is. And it's the same thing with al-Qaeda. How does the banking cartel that dominates and control the West, when the French, the British, the Americans, we don't want to go invade and kill brown people. We don't want to pay for wars. We don't want to send our sons and daughters off. We'll fight in a righteous war. We'll fight today if we're being attacked or invaded. So they stage a terror attack. Then they hype it as a pretext to continue and expand those wars. Now they're going to stage racist events at tea parties, and they've been caught doing it. Now they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on conservatives. All of you conservatives that bought into this under Bush, now you're going to get the other end of it. You better grow up right now. Okay, there's not time for this. Stalin captured 22,000 U.S. troops in 1945 in Germany. This is declassified. This is public. And he said, I want them for slave labor. And Eisenhower said, sure, go ahead. That's what the government thinks of our troops in 1945. He was the head general. He actually complained about it, but Roosevelt, well, then it was Harry Truman, said, go ahead. The point is, that's how ruthless these people are. You think Harry Truman didn't care about hundreds of thousands of Japanese they killed with A-bombs when Japan was already trying to unconditionally surrender? They did that basically like the Death Star blowing up Alderaan in Star Wars to show people the power of the Empire. Again, using a pop culture analogy for people. This is how they operate. This is what they do. You think if they don't care about hundreds of thousands of Japanese they killed on one day, mainly women and children, do you then think that they're going to care about 22,000 or 21,000 U.S. troops? Oh, Stalin said, I'm going to keep them. Went, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, they're U.S. soldiers in Nazi camps. Go ahead and take them. Now, you remember that, cops and military. And don't sit there and tell me it isn't true. Don't you dare, in sitting there in your ignorance, neck deep in the cess of your ignorance, with all sorts of detritus floating around you in your ignorant brain, don't you sit there and say I'm making that up, punk. I'm talking to you out there that are in denial, that think you're patriots. You go look up what I just told you and find out it's true. Don't you just sit there and say I'm lying about it. Face it. You mean nothing to these people. Nothing. 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 You're with us, the people, whether you know it or like it. So again, I'll tell you, choose sides. I have studied the enemy's blueprints. I have studied their declassified documents. I know how their mind works. Think about that. They get with the Russians and they say, how do we carve up the world together? We've been allies throughout this war with the Nazis. We want to create collectivism too. In fact, the bankers that run America funded your predecessor, Lenin. How do we get this done? And their psych warfare experts came in and said, you set up a police state and collectivism under the name of fighting communism, and then we invade countries under the name of fighting you, and then you invade, and then we always divide the land between each other. That's why there's a deal to give the communist Chinese in 1979 the Panama Canal when we built it for no reason. Wouldn't even let U.S. companies bid on it. That's why they give the communist Chinese and the Russians the drilling rights off our coast, but won't give our own companies that. That's why they give tax incentives for U.S. companies to leave and go to China. This is all a master plan that is stated. That's the thing. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of their blueprints have fallen into our hands. That's what's so frustrating here. This is not our opinion. It's got to stop. So here's the deal. Since the 40s and 50s, they have been teaching everybody we're going to be nuked as an excuse to set up a police state. And they've ingrained that in our psyche. And I've seen thousands of different factors coinciding in a political future vortex. And this isn't mumbo jumbo. This is political deep research integrating all the information. Thousands of points that go into it, that there is a distinct possibility, and I've been saying this for many years, that the establishment will stage a nuclear 9/11. And now they've been hyping it for 8 years, saying it's not a question of if, but when nukes go off. And the CFR has even bragged and said Al-Qaeda will probably hit Denver, Dallas, Cleveland, and one other city. That's meant to scare their buddies. When the CFR members, Gary Hart, Warren Rudman, and others get up and predict an attack on the World Trade Center and that a police state will follow for our own good, that's showing off, and that's why they all gasp. Whenever a month ago, Bill Gates got up and said, carbon dioxide's what humans put out, we've got to cut the human population, everyone gasped and giggled and clapped. It was like a little demonic celebration. Oh, we're here on the inside group. Ooh, we feel powerful. It's our little power fetish. Ooh, talking about killing people in mass. Ah, ooh, ah, we're control freak cult. And Gates all got this demonic smile and like was just shivering with, oh, I'm giving all my money to kill people. Oh, I'm so, and I'm telling them it's to help them. Oh. I mean, I have to sit here and see these psychopaths in big groups, like a group of blackbirds or carrion crows in a field picking our flesh. And I have to see all the stupid soccer moms and Joe Sixpack believing all the garbage. And I have to watch you being financially destroyed. I have to watch them poisoning your water. I have to watch all this happening to you every day. Knowing how real it is, knowing it's 110%, so indescribable I can't even tell you. People think I'm exaggerating. You have no idea how bad it is. I said I'd cover news, and I'm not doing it, am I? I'm just ranting because it's just so fundamental. Once you get wicked people in government, once you get corrupt systems in, they just recruit more and more evil. And then they compete with each other, and it gets more and more wicked, more and more sadistic, more and more psychopathic. That's history, folks. And it's high tech. It's here, a high tech overlay. They want to invade Iran. They want to set up a domestic police state. They want to be able to steal the pension funds during the crisis. They've got the mobile checkpoint processing units with the body scanners and brain scanners rolling out. We've shown you the Homeland Security videos. They want to fully federalize everything and give the federal contracts to a select group of corporations. And they need a nuke attack. If I was them and I'm able to step into their battle command system, I can see what they're doing, the different plays they've got, the different options, the different programs. And if you study this, you can too. And I can step into their worldview and how they think, and I can tell you they've got a fistful of cards, and they've got that nuke, false flag nuke attack right there in their hand. Do they just hype it as a psychological threat? They're already doing that. They've already played that. Do they bust somebody, some patsies, and claim that they had a nuke? Because the people are waking up to them. They need something spectacular. Or do they detonate one weapon, multiple weapons? Why is the government committing political suicide? In a republic, in a representative system, they're all going to be out of office. Why don't they care? Why do they just rush forward on every front? Why? Because they know they've got the ace in the hole. They've got the royal flush. They got nukes. And as another card to suppress their political enemies, they're now teaching the school kids and the people on the news, everyone who doesn't like the Federal Reserve is a Nazi, hates black people. Anyone that talks about fluoride in your water is a Nazi and hates black people. Anybody that doesn't want government-run health care is a Nazi and hates black people. Makes no sense until you realize the programming. And the brainwashed mass they're talking to. And so we know they've already played the fake nuke card psychologically. Will they play it for real? I've been telling you for now several years that they are going to demonize the Patriot movement and now in the last year and a half, the Tea Party movement, and stage events and say you're terrorist and say you're white Al-Qaeda and stage some fake raids on militias and people to create the illusion that there's this dangerous threat in the preparatory phase leading up to the staged event. And everything I was looking for them to do has happened exactly as we said, because it's a playbook. And I'm sitting here watching him run a playbook on us. And I know exactly what they're going to do. And I'm telling you, they're probably going to set nukes off. Okay? I just want you to know that. Unless we get the word out about false flag terror, and all you good old boys that are scared of what your church is going to say or scared of what your neighbor's going to think, you better just stop caring what people think, okay? You better grow up. The first thing about being a man or being a woman and being a strong person is that when you're in the right and you know you're right, I don't care if I was on a stage with 10,000 people spitting at me and throwing tomatoes at me. I don't care. If I'm telling the truth, I don't care if they strip me butt naked and march me out and throw horse manure on me. I care less because I know I'm right, and I don't care what those cowards and people who aren't in the arena think. I could literally care less. Grow up, folks. In your gut, you know it's false flag. You know it's all staged. I got the Democrats and the AP staging racism events to blame it on us. That's all these people do is frame us. We're the good people. They're the scum. Look at their fruits. Look at everything these controllers do. And then I hear Obama say, no longer are we worried about state-to-state nuclear war, country-to-country. We're worried about terror. And it's the number one threat facing the U.S., and they are the terrorists. So they're telling you, we are the terrorist. This is going to be our game plan. This is how we're going to reshuffle the world and relaunch our operation. And so they're preparing to stage nuke attacks and blame it on Iran. Just like they claimed Saddam had nukes and was going to nuke us. People won't believe it this time. They've got to have a nuke attack. So I'm telling you, they've got the card in the poker game, and they are just about to lay that card down. And we better say, hey, I'm not playing cards with you anymore. What's that coming out of your sleeve? I want to, oh, look at it. You got about three decks of cards back in there. What in the world is going on here? It's a rigged game, folks. They got cards up their sleeves. They're the ones playing the terror cards, the race cards, the fake environmental cards. They're the ones putting the cards on the table. Think about how asinine it is that a month ago it was declassified in major news that Dick Cheney ran the attack on the Russians in South Ossetia, and our news said the Russians had attacked, when it was all over the foreign news that Georgia had attacked. Then U.S. NATO aircraft were flying in to back them up, and Russia rolled over the border with mobile nuke vehicles, with medium-range nukes, and their head general, their chairman of their joint chiefs, came on and said, we're preparing to nuke you. Cheney was testing them, seeing. I mean, he's a guy who's had five heart attacks, is bored out of his mind, is completely sadistic and crazy. And it's been declassified. He wanted to attack U.S. ships using Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. The exact same crew is in control right now over Obama. It's a big sick joke. They've looted us with the banks. They've looted us with the insurance companies. And then he says, oh, the greatest threat in the world is Al-Qaeda with nukes hitting the United States or other countries. And we've got to have a global regime to stop it, i.e. police state over everyone and all the borders, letting all the illegals in but controlling the citizens. This is a global regime. We've got to have a global regime for the environment. Another secret document from the White House, the London Guardian reporting on it. In fact, print me the London Guardian that's leaked, that is linked here in the article on the leak. Leaked U.S. document calls for global regime to tackle climate change. We have that other U.N. document about Green New World Order. Print me that one from a month ago. Then we have the Copenhagen document that said the same thing. A tyrannical world government and environmentalism is their front. Again, it's another false flag. It isn't real. They pick carbon dioxide that all humans exhale, that's involved in all industry, all locomotion, everything. And they pick it so they can run every facet of your life. I mean, it's elementary. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's 1 plus 1. I mean, I've got a 2-year-old, and I can say, what is 1 plus 1? She goes, 2, 2. That sweet little voice, and I almost cry every time I look at her, knowing the world she lives in. But the public goes, oh, I can't do 2 plus 2. I can't do 1 plus 1. I can't do anything. I just don't want to believe that, Alex. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe they're going to take our pension funds. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I did see it on the news, but I just can't believe it. You better believe every stinking bit of it. They think you're a bunch of gullible morons. You know how risky it is for the black congressional Congress? Caucus in Congress to go stage an event and claim they were called the N-word on video when they weren't, and claim they were spit on when they weren't. You know how risky it is for the Democratic Party to attack their own offices in Denver? That's Denver Post. You know how risky it is for them to have their people planted with N-word signs at tea parties? They don't care if they get caught. This is a group of revolutionary criminals that are going to do whatever they want. They're a bunch of low-down, stinking snakes, scum, filth. And the Republican Party, Newt Gingrich, who supports value-added taxes and global greenhouse gas taxes and is one of the PNAC masterminds of 9/11, running around talking about how he's fighting Obama when Obama was put in power by his handlers, and he knows full well it's all a bunch of theater. Now, that's a little harder for people to get. That's more like 5 plus 5 equals 10. But when Watson comes on, we're going to get into all of this. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies. Tea Party agent provocateur outed. We outed him. Proud of our sights. Now in the AP. No credit, of course, given to us. I could care less. And a lot more. But bottom line, they are infiltrating patriots to make us look racist, to make us look like terrorists. They are provocateuring. And you better be ready for it to only intensify in the coming months and years. And get the word out about false flag. That takes the power out of it. In 30 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson is joining us because Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Steve Watson broke the news more than 2 weeks ago that anarchist groups working for the Democratic Party were going to infiltrate tea parties and pose as racist. That's now in the AP with the name we fingered, Jason Levin and others. That's coming up. Also, all over the country, from Texas to Ohio, they're shutting down police departments, cutting sheriff's departments by half, and saying, you need to arm yourselves to protect yourself. Everything's going to the bankers now. Nothing for services. Economist, doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us for this segment and part of the next. And then I'm going to continue into the news, and then Watson's joining us. But I wanted to get him on about the Kaczynski twins and this mysterious downing Saturday of much of the Polish government's leadership. Is Russia behind it? Is NATO behind it? Or is it a malfunction? We talked to Colonel Schaefer yesterday. He said it looks like dirty work by somebody, and he suspects Russia. The twins had made Russia mad, moving missiles in and things, but also last week the president said that he was going, and this is also in the New York Times, that he was going to devalue their currency against the euro and start pulling out of the euro. If that happened, the euro would be dead. George Soros said that last week, and boom, the president and much of the leadership dies. Webster Tarpley, what's your take on this?
Well, hi, Alex. Obviously, it's a great tragedy. Now, in terms of who might be doing this, right, if we think that this was not just a plane crashing in the fog, on the surface, there are four attempts by the plane to land at a not well-developed airport, right? Smolensk is one of those European airports that doesn't have all the equipment for landing in fog, so usually you have to have visibility to land. They crash on the fourth approach after dumping a significant part of their fuel. And when the Russians were telling them, don't land here, go to Minsk or go to Moscow and then take some kind of ground transportation. But that, of course, would have made them miss this ceremony at the Katyn Forest and the commemoration of the 20,000 Polish officers massacred by Stalin. So, hypothetically, what could it be? This guy Kaczynski is a politician who built his house on Russophobia, on being anti-Russian. He was also anti-German. He picked all kinds of fights with Germany. He was always willing to pull out the tragic past of Poland vis-a-vis Russia, vis-a-vis Germany, when he got into negotiations. And the thing that gives him, puts him in a better light, is that he was also against the Lisbon Treaty. He was one of the last heads of state in Europe to sign this oppressive and oligarchical Lisbon Treaty that went into force last year. And as far as I know, Poland has not joined the euro. They still have their own currency.
No, so, I know, but by dropping it, they say that would affect the eurozone because it was pegged to the euro.
Yes, well, obviously when countries get into difficulty, it's very traditional and very standard to devalue the currency. In other words, if you have some kind of a debt crisis, you can devalue your currency. Most people would say if Greece, for example, were not part of the euro, they would simply devalue the drachma, which doesn't exist anymore, and that would be a way out for them. Devaluing the currency, though, means that the standard of living of the people goes down because they get paid in zloty, and that means they can buy much less. It might mean that exports would be boosted, but the cost of living for the average person goes up. So let's not make anybody a hero about devaluing the zloty. I don't see...
Well, I wasn't making him a hero. That's what they said that he was at odds with Europe about.
Yeah. Sure. So there are, again, there are two possibilities. One is with Russia. He, of course, has given the Russians a hard time for many, many years. On the other hand, what is gained by making him into a martyr, especially at the point where he's going to be leaving office in the autumn? In other words, his term is basically going to come to an end, and there's going to be a new election.
So that the West could have done that to get support for another Kaczynskiite to be put into power.
It's possible, but again, he's on his way out, and the next guy is Komorowski from the Russian point of view.
Stay there. Let's finish up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Geopolitical strategist, author, lecturer, essayist, a doctorate in history, and an economist. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest just for this segment. Then I'm going to get into foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies, pose as racist. Yeah, you heard that here weeks ago, but now it's in the AP. So this is a big victory. But I wanted to finish up with Webster, for those that just joined us. We're talking about the president of Poland, much of the military leadership going down in Russia. Four attempts to land. They told him don't land here in heavy fog. So Webster, you're saying the jury is out. It's a bit suspicious, but it also looks like they were very stubborn.
Yeah, I think so. Now, here's a comparison, okay? If you want to look at a case of somebody inside the European Union who was giving the European Union a hard time, you can look at this guy, Haider, H-A-I-D-E-R, of Austria, who was a right-wing politician with the main thing being anti-foreigner stuff, and this was in southern Austria. Now, he had died in a very, very suspicious automobile crash in October of 2008, after winning an election at a time when he was going to be a kingmaker.
Despite a giant demonization campaign in the media that he was a Nazi.
Yeah, with all kinds of things going on against him. And it doesn't seem to me that the Nazi charge is really based on anything. It was simply that he was a Eurosceptic, he was against the Lisbon Treaty, he was not happy with a lot of things going on in Brussels. But notice the difference. Is that he was taken out of the picture right after winning a very important election when everybody knew that the next government of Austria would be profoundly influenced by him. There's a book by Gerhard Wisniewski about this, which is only in German so far as I know, but it's a very, very good investigation. In the case of Kaczynski, now, Lech Kaczynski, he's basically on his way out. His brother had also been the prime minister of Poland, right? You had the Kaczynski twins, one president, one one prime minister for a couple of years. The other brother had been kicked out as prime minister and replaced by this guy Tusk, who is more conciliatory to Russia and also to the European Union. And now the other Kaczynski is now gone. I just don't see the case. Then there was the cui bono, right? Who benefits? This doesn't seem to me to be that obvious. Although I guess you keep an open mind and see what happens. There will be continuing investigation, which apparently is being done jointly by the Russians and the Poles, so that the Poles can satisfy themselves as to what went on.
All right, let's shift gears into the main subject. And I haven't asked your opinion on this. We will find out now if you concur. But we know Bush played the nuclear 9/11 card. We know that, I believe that they may do it. Now they've replaced the R with a Q in Iraq to Iran, or they've replaced the Q with an N. And it's the same propaganda. Obama's saying the number one threat is non-state actor terrorism. He says we're not worried about country to country having nuclear exchanges. We're worried about Iran running al-Qaeda and nuking America, which is asinine on so many fronts. Al-Qaeda's a CIA creation. Iran's anti-al-Qaeda, Shiite. But it's a total replay of this in the lead-up. And then we have Medvedev coming out and saying, look, this could cause World War III. That's in Haaretz, the big paper out of Israel. Medvedev, Israel's strike on Iran could spark global catastrophe or Armageddon. And so let's break this down. Do you concur that they could play a nuclear Armageddon card, or regardless, just by putting it out there, it's psychological terrorism invoking this fear at a time when the globalist agenda is stalling?
I think that's quite accurate. The big thing that has changed, remember, is that there was an attempt to have a color revolution, CIA people power coup inside Iran. In other words, to put a U.S. puppet regime into power in Tehran with this green revolution of Mousavi and Rafsanjani. And as far as I can see, this has failed. And therefore, the U.S. and the British are reversing their field and going back to the more Bush neocon policy, but with a regional aspect to it, which is new. I would say that the danger of false flag now, especially targeting Iran, is very high. It had been low for about 2 years, but I think now it's rising rapidly, and everybody has to take this very seriously. The goal of this conference that's going on in Washington right now is to fashion a cloak of credibility for a worldwide effort to gang up on Iran, and especially to create a kind of anti-Iranian front in the Middle East. And this is also the diplomacy vis-a-vis Netanyahu. It is that Obama wants to create, and his handlers above all, an alliance of countries that would be Arab and Sunni against the Iranians, who are, of course, Persians and Shiites. So the idea is to assemble Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, right, the Gulf Cooperation Council, try to peel off Jordan, try to peel off Syria, try to get other countries. And I think that's essentially what's going on in Washington. What you have in Washington right now looks very much like the League of the Democracies that was talked about in the election campaign. Most notable is who is not here. Iran is not here. North Korea is not here. Syria not here. Venezuela not here. Bolivia not here. How about Niger, right? Remember the famous Niger yellow cake memorandum and the Valerie Plame saga, right? All during the Bush administration. Well, Niger, big producer of yellow cake uranium, would be key for any kind of, you know, anti nuclear strategy. Niger.
And you're in D.C. What's the overall mood? I mean, it seems they're now going into desperation. They forced through the health care, but now people are finding out it lower standard of care and is a big payoff to the banks and insurance companies.
Well, this thing with Obama is largely it's a photo opportunity. And again, you can say, well, you've got a lot of people are here, right? The countries that are here, Egypt, Morocco, Algeria, those are countries that they'd like to lure into this anti-Iranian front. You've got China is here. with China, they're trying to get China to go along with sanctions against Iran. And there are lots and lots of press reports saying, oh, the Chinese are going to approve sanctions against Iran. There is no sign of this whatsoever.
But how big of a defeat is it that Netanyahu wouldn't come because he knew that Egypt and Turkey were going to go, okay, we'll put sanctions on Iran when there's no evidence they have a weapons program. But we know you've got nukes. Let's talk about that.
Well, of course, the Israelis have 400 or 500 or 600 nuclear weapons. They probably have thermonuclear weapons. They probably have hydrogen bombs. The Israelis, of course, are here. Just Netanyahu is not here. I think the guy is Meridor is the Israeli delegate. Israel, in order to assemble this front of Arabs and Sunnis against the Iranian Shiites, Israel is expected to make concessions that will calm down the question with the Palestinians. In other words, Obama's line to Netanyahu is, you should basically patch things up with the Palestinians, and now let's go on then to deal with your real problem, which is Iran. In other words, your little problem is the Palestinians. Do something to cool
down. But Israel's saying they're going to continue the settlements. They're saying they're going to continue. But we only have a few minutes left here, Webster. Let's go back to the main issue at hand. Obama's main talking point and main statement at the center of this photo op is the number one threat is Al-Qaeda. They work with Iran, and they're going to nuke us any minute. How would you see a false flag nuke deployed?
Well, in any number of ways. Look at Biden. Biden has said in the past week that nuclear war is more likely now than ever before in history because of the probability of non-state actors getting nuclear devices. And Obama is talking not just nuclear terrorism in general, but Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. He's channeling Bush and Cheney once again. So, let your imagination run wild. The main thing is, if any nuclear device goes off anywhere in the world, don't think Iran, think false flag done by the people who are going to benefit from this. Notice that the other thing that's going on is you've got the whole echelon crew, right? The British, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they're all here. The main Europeans are here, right? France, Italy, Germany. So it's again, it's the League of Democracies. It's the group of sort of pro-U.S. Diehards or people who are willing to talk, at least. I would say it's the League of Democracies plus the five permanent members of the
U.S. But I think the message is, the script Obama and the Anglo-Americans are putting out is, we're going to stage a false flag. I mean, all these politicians understand the real message. We're going to stage a false flag. We're gearing up for Iraq, too, but on a bigger scale with Iran.
Yes, and that can probably be now a question of months. Obviously, the thing to do is take a look at the calendar, look at the time of the new moon, right? If wars are going to begin in the Middle East, you've got to find a time when there's no moon because the stealth bombers and the cruise missiles are visible at night. So if there's a bright full moon, that's not going to be then. It's going to be sometime dark. And if it's going to be in the springtime, it's going to have to be, according to that calendar. So work with that. And I would urge everybody to be on a special alert. There was, again, the whole period of 2008, 2009, when this color revolution in Iran was being ginned up, the chances were low. But now the chances are high. And of course, the Iranians know this. They're going to have their own counterconference within a few days. In other words, they're going to have their own conference addressing some of these same issues, trying to put the onus on the U.S. And indeed, Ahmadinejad has now turned to Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations and demanded, finally, the independent, impartial investigation of 9/11, which is a very interesting initiative by Ahmadinejad.
All right, very interesting times indeed. Webster has four books published. We sell them all on the economy, on the unauthorized biography of Obama. It's all available at Infowars.com, and your purchase of this informative books and materials supports Webster and us. Webster, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back. I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other important issues, other false flags where we've caught them. Monday through Friday. Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated live transmission. Don't forget the free podcast. Hundreds of thousands of people download it every day at InfoWars.com. We're on XM Radio 6 days a week now. You can also listen to us on great AM and FM affiliates. We're getting about 3 affiliates a week. The last few months, the show is really exploding in size thanks to all of you, the listeners, spreading the word out there. We have the free Apple iPhone app for anybody that has an iPhone, or even if you don't, your friends and family do, send them the free link up at InfoWars.com. Okay, so there's all these other false flag attacks going on, but the economic situation was a false flag attack. The big central banks on record engineer the financial implosion, bet against housing while telling people to invest. Then they threatened to destroy the economy in 2008 if we don't give them trillions of dollars. Now they're back saying we've got to have carbon taxes, value-added taxes. They've got Republicans and Democrats pushing it, saying we've got to raise taxes, not just the new health care taxes or the increased income taxes. And as you know, Bloomberg and others have reported the federal regulators are now telling public and private pension funds, you will invest, I thought we were in a free country, in, quote, failed banks to prop things up. Well, here is a key article out of the London Telegraph today by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Argentina seizes pension funds to pay debts. Who's next? Here is a warning to us all. The Argentine state is taking control of the country's privately managed pension funds in a drastic move to raise cash. It is a foretaste of what may happen across the world as governments discover tax revenue and discover that bond markets are unwilling to plug the gap. The G7 states are already acquiring an unhealthy taste for the arbitrary seizure of private property, I notice. And then he links to Spain, he links to Italy, he links to other countries that are already saying they're going to grab the pension funds. England's talking about it. Pakistan, Ukraine, Hungary, Switzerland, Britain, Australia. They're all talking about getting your pension funds. And a lot of private companies have already stolen them. You know, we've had callers call in, and I've seen the cases where General Electric, when a bunch of their employees are getting ready to retire, they will just sell it to their own subsidiary and just not pay you your pension. But, hey, land of the free, home of the brave, huh? You want the bankers running things, huh? Well, okay, sky's the limit then. And here is a LA Times article, healthcare overhaul won't stop premium increases. No, that's factored into it. A 39% increase for many, 30 on average. They get to cut your standard of care, make you buy insurance, and then raise the price. Now that they can make you buy it, hell, it might be $1 million. They'll lock your butt up if you don't buy it. I mean, the sky's the limit. So there is that information, very, very important. On another extremely important note, we have Texas, we have Ohio, we have Michigan, and many other states with county sheriffs and others saying, we're laying off half or more of our police or sheriff's deputies. We can't protect you. The deputies we've got have been ordered to go out and raise revenue and write tickets. This is on the news. I've got three of the articles here. And so it's up to you to protect yourself. This is a monumental shift where they're admitting it's not their job and they can't protect you and they won't protect you. And it's your job to be armed and defend yourself. That, of course, is an article. It says Sheriff Arvin West, a county in Texas, tells citizens to arm themselves as he can no longer protect them from spillover border violence. Here's one from USA Today. Ohio official tells residents to arm themselves amid police cuts. They cut the deputies from 112 to 49 deputies. And there's so much bureaucracy, there's only one patrol car per shift for the entire county of hundreds and hundreds of square miles. Now, this is what Oklahoma is doing. They've always got good ideas there, except for not letting you have burglar bars on your house and wanting to have licenses to have a home garden because you might grow pot, guilty until proven innocent. This is out of the Associated Press. Oklahoma, Tea Parties, and lawmakers envision militia. Well, what do you think has always been the protection of the community? But they demonized citizens protecting themselves and moved to a professional government body doing it, and then it turned into a cesspit. Frustrated by recent political setbacks, Tea Party leaders and some conservative members of the Oklahoma legislature say they would like to create a new volunteer militia to help defend against what they believe are improper federal infringements on state sovereignty. This is the way to do the militia. the organized militia, state level, county by county, under the sheriff. You elect a patriot sheriff, and then he picks good men and women of upstanding character who want to be volunteer, and you train with firearms, you learn the Constitution, and this is very, very exciting to see that happening. In fact, I want to get Charles Key and others on. Let's get some state reps that are in this article on with that subject. But when we come back with Paul Watson, we're going to get into this new government document from the White House that got leaked that's confirmed to be authentic by AP and the London Guardian, where they said they're going to use fake environmentalism to set up a tyranny.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined on DVD. This has got the expanded 30-plus minutes of extras. It's over a two-hour film, 18 months in the making. It exposes the shadow government, who the globalists are, their drug dealing, their white slavery dealing, how they use roundtable front groups to control society. It's got G. Edward Griffin. It's got Mark Dice. It's got Peter Del Scott. Jason Burmes is the director. I produced it. Our graphics guys worked on it. This film, you want to give somebody one film that really educates them with the latest info. Like, here's the New World Order. Here's who your enemies are. You want to know what the New World Order is, what it has in store, and how they're criminals and how they run society? Here it is. You can order the DVD now. It officially comes out on the 15th, but we started shipping these today. So a lot of you will be getting them on or before the 15th, some a few days after. And your purchase also makes this radio show possible. Here it is, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Amazing new documentary film available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or 888-253-3139. And all of our other films have been huge successes because of you getting them, making copies, getting them out, having viewing parties, putting them on Access TV, giving them to lawmakers. The people are ready to be awakened. Now is the time. It's going to premiere at 3 p.m. Central after the show Thursday in four different high-quality formats and a DivX copy so you can burn it to disc, regular disc that plays in CD in DVD players. But you can use a CD, so it's cheap to give to people. And so I want to see this explode everywhere. I want to commend everybody that's done this in the past. I would ask you to do it again now. Okay. Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson. Steve Watson and Paul Watson run PrisonPlanet.com for me. Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes run Infowars.com. But these three writers, in the last year, the last 2 months, the last 15 days or so, have written articles. Nemo wrote some like 3 weeks ago, identifying the anarchist as feds, showing all the mainstream news articles where they'd been proven to be working for the feds or big foundations or the Democratic Party, but not just anarchists, other groups as well, to go to tea parties, union thugs beating people up. Then MSNBC says that the tea parties beat them up, even though there's video showing the opposite. Watson and Nemo, in the last 2 weeks, identified the anarchist major websites. These are not anarchists, folks. You go to their events, they're wearing red stars. But it's all about deception with them. Oh, we're the anarchist. And you read, we're against these people that don't want big government and don't want welfare and don't want government health care. We're going to get these racist fascists. Oh, they're real anarchists calling for a nanny state. No, they work for the bankers. Give me a cam shot. I want to go over this with people who are watching on TV, not just radio. But I'm going to read the headlines for those that who are listening, who want to go and find these stories for themselves. And again, there's hundreds of these, but here are just a few. 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado Democratic HQ, Denver Post. Democratic Party operatives arrested for attacking their own facility. And how many times has different organizations painted swastikas on their own synagogue and been caught? How many times have black groups been caught, you know, defacing and burning crosses, you know, in front of their fraternity houses? This is a classic operation. Now, here's the issue. Here is an article written April 2nd. This is one written almost 2 weeks ago. Feds prepared to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. And we had articles even weeks before this. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying this is showing the power of this radio show and listeners taking action and getting the word out. Here's another one. Provocateurs openly announced plans to stage Tea Party violence. He wrote another story 2 days ago with their memos saying we're going to pose as racist. We're going to pose and act like idiots. We're going to discredit them. Now, here is the Associated Press today. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies. And they list Jason Levin that we have specifically listed in the last week. Opponents of the fiscally conservative Tea Party movement say they plan to infiltrate and dismantle the political group by trying to make its members appear to be racist, homophobic, or moronic. You see, folks, that is racketeering. To go after somebody's civil rights and their political right to protest for a redress of grievance, to go false flag them. See, everything's false flag. I'm going to get another false flag in a moment. To stage things, and it turned out the Black Caucus, from every video angle, went out and walked through the crowds. No one spit. No one yelled N-word. No one said we're going to kill you. The media still says it happened. The Democratic Party, this is their policy. Obama's surrogates do this. Then he gets up and says, "Oh shucks, let's just get along." Then he demonizes talk radio. So, it continues. Jason Levin, creator of CrashTheTeaParty.org, said Monday the group has 65 leaders in major cities across the country who are trying to recruit members to infiltrate Tea Party events on April 15th, tax filing day, when the Tea Party groups across the country are planning to gather and protest high taxes. And it turns out he owns a computer company that does work for the city, so he gets city contracts. And it turns out he's tied into the coffee party set up by Obama a month ago to counter our announcement of the real coffee party to wake up the Tea Party. I want to go to Paul Joseph Watson now because this is very serious. They're not just going to stop there. They're going to demonize the Tea Party. They're going to set up militias. They're going to provocateur to demonize the idea of an armed citizenry to protect themselves. And this is all part of the false flag operation. But I wanted to get you on, Paul, to commend you.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. Well, they've tried different tactics to hijack and infiltrate the Tea Party, which, of course, to a large extent, has been already infiltrated by Fox News neocons.
That's right. The left-right team up. The right wing comes in, starts Tea Party Nation, takes it over, funds it, but then there's a rebellion against that. So they've got Democrats with the Coffee Party, and they've got the anarchists and others. Go ahead.
Right. So, At first they tried with the Coffee Party, which completely failed because the organizer, Annabelle Park, was exposed as an Obama operative.
Bias.
They had meetings in major cities at which three people showed up to these events in certain cities. It was a complete failure. So then they tried to stage these racist assaults, like you said, by having these congressmen and women walk straight through, completely outside of protocol, protest groups in the hope that it would provoke some kind of incident. It didn't, which is why they had to completely manufacture the Emmanuel Cleaver spitting incident that never happened. That failed. So now it appears that they're trying to re-energize the Obama zombie youth, which is a dwindling minority, but energize them to carry out false flags through which the corporate media can then use to demonize the Tea Parties. As you mentioned earlier, it began about 2 weeks ago with this anarchist website called InfoShop, which called on its members to crash the Tea Parties, but not just to go up against the neocons, as you would think. They mentioned directly by name Alex Jones conspiracy types, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, gun owners. So they're going after everybody, not just the neocons.
Which mirrors the Southern Poverty Law Center FBI battle plan, where they keep demonizing yours truly because they know that we're truly creating a constitutional populist movement. And to digress for a moment, think of the true racism and the race baiting and the balkanization and the division that when we say we don't want government health care, we don't want new wars, racist, We don't like the banker bailout. Racist. They are 24/7 invoking racial division. They are obviously a bunch of poverty pimps. This is how Chicago and New York control people in different racial groups. I mean, this is so criminal and so openly wicked. And because we're not racist, they've got to go in and now provocateur it. And this is a big blow to them that this is an AP.
Well, the fact is, if, as they claim, and as Chris Matthews and Kirk Watson and all these other corporate stooges claim, that the Tea Party is full of, you know, quote, racist, homophobes and morons, then why do they have to infiltrate it and carry out these false flags to characterize the Tea Party as being full of racist, homophobes and morons? If it already was, then they wouldn't need to do it in the first place, would they? But this is all designed to serve up exactly the kind of propaganda that the establishment media is begging for to fulfill its characterization of anyone who expresses any kind of dissent against big government as a dangerous extremist. And what's ironic, as you mentioned earlier, what's rich is the fact that these so-called anarchists are nothing of the kind. They're calling for, you know, opposition to the Tea Party because they pose a threat to their government welfare when anarchism is supposed to be about limited or no government whatsoever. They talk about opposing gun owners. You know, they're supposed to oppose power and monopolies of the state. They're anarchists, right? And yet they think that only agents of the state should have firearms and everybody else should be disarmed. So they're not anarchists. They're socialist punks. At the best and at the worst, they're statist thugs. And the establishment loves these kind of people because, as we've proven in the past, and as your police state movies, the early ones, proved, they've been infiltrated by provocateurs at nearly every major global summit to cause mayhem and violence, which is then exploited to demonize peaceful demonstrators. And that's exactly what they're planning again with these false flags.
Well, you're right, Paul, but again, we've been proven right in spades once again that the Black Congressional Caucus staged the union thugs beating people up and then blaming it on patriots, staged. All of this is staged, and I have seen the anarchists come with the cops, leave with the cops. The anarchists have been caught all over the world, flown in by the governments, by the Ford Foundation. I've seen them handing out communist leaflets and then saying they're anarchist. This is such a sick joke. You got dirty, filthy, communist scum who all get government payments and socialist, collectivist trash running around saying that they're anarchist or libertarians. That's another form of false flag against real anarchists, blaming them for what this scum does.
Yeah, and the rhetoric they're spewing about tea parties echoes precisely the same thing being put out by the corporate media, you know, the corporate media that anarchists are supposed to despise because it represents the propaganda organ of the state, and that is that most tea parties are racist extremists. That's what.
And let me expand on that. When the national poll last week that you covered said that 40% are independents or Democrats in the Tea Party. And that's what scares the system. That's why they sent Sarah Palin in. She said the Republican Party must take this over because they don't want a true anti-incumbency that'll get people like Rand Paul in against neocon Republicans. Now, getting into another facet of all of this, other areas of false flag terror. This can really blow up in their face if people know what to look for and videotape it and catch them.
Well, yeah, which is why people need to not be provoked by these individuals and just need to use video cameras as their weapon with which to expose their behavior. But the real test of how it plays out will come down to if the mainstream media takes the bait. You know, if there's any kind of racist or violent incident at these tea parties on Thursday, then the headline in the corporate media is going to be something like, you know, N-word yelled at tea party rally. And only deep down within those news reports and those articles will they have something like, you know, tea party organizers claim the slurs were made by anarchists. because they'll claim that they're being neutral about the whole issue. But
exactly. You've got to be on site with the AP article for these ignorant reporters. Some of them will go over, and you'll see them at stage. You'll see them set up in front, and they'll bring the anarchists over. You'll see an Obama director, you know, local commie. Come on in. We're going to get their money. We're taking the country over. It's a revolution. Get right here. Now scream N-word, and you can catch them right there. This can be a devastating blow against the scum.
Yeah, and in the past, there's the famous, for example, CNN video of the CNN reporter, and the Tea Party activist filmed the whole scenario, and from the very beginning, she's looking for people with signs that could be characterized as extremist. She's looking for, you know, people who can't string two sentences together. So the corporate media are going to be out there in spades looking for these kind of people, and if they're on hand to provide these false flags, then you can bet that many areas of the corporate media are going to lap it up. But the fact that this has got out way ahead of time and it's gone viral on the internet that this is what they're planning has kind of ruined it. And certainly,
well, Paul, don't you remember there was another article I think Nemo wrote over a month ago, and I did an emergency alert on the radio, and I said, get this out to all the Tea Parties. We've got to force this into mainstream media. I just want to point out again, the credit doesn't even go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It goes to our listeners who listened to what I said, got the article where you had all the proof and Nemo had all the proof, and they got these out to people. And now this is going to be another big blow against these provocateurs. Another issue. I support the militia. It is constitutional. I've warned militias that people try to infiltrate them and set them up, and that fake militias have been created. And this has come out in the news over the last 20 years. 15, 16 years or so, to then demonize the idea of militia overall. Then I saw a few militias demonize me with a false flag straw man claiming that I was saying all militias were bad when all I was saying is you're being infiltrated and provocateured just like the Tea Parties. That then identifies feds as well. So, again, we're learning how to identify the operatives here, Paul.
Exactly, and one of the key red flags is the fact that they not only call for violence, but they directly threaten people by name, which is exactly what Hal Turner was doing, and he was exposed as an FBI provocateur paid by the federal government to make violent statements, which is exactly what they accuse us of doing when they're the main ones funding it and they're behind it.
Paul, do you think they're getting ready to frame us with news articles every day, sometimes multiple times, saying we're calling for violence because we know that they're actually setting it up and they're angry at us? Or is it just a demonization tactic?
I certainly think it was heading that way, especially with the numerous visits you got regarding comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Since we've gone to registration, it's more about quality than quantity, and they're not going to really find any, you know, violent threats on our website.
So yeah, it's much more family-friendly, too. But it's, they're not stopping. I mean, it's publications every day saying I'm calling for killing police and government people. Not true, but again, they think the cops are just as dumb as the general public. And they think the cops were like, that Alex Jones says kill me, I'll kill him.
Well, you know? They're training the cops that people with bumper stickers saying live free or die on them at InfoWars.com are linked to militias. We had a story about that yesterday. So they're going to try and look for nutcases like Richard Poplawski, who wasn't even influenced by us. He hated us. He had a domestic dispute with his mother about his dog. And they spin that out of all proportion to claim...
Stay there, stay there. Exactly. Stay there. The most key info at the last. Stay with us. You know, folks, I'm frothing. I'm fired up. I got a ton of energy even in the fourth hour. You know why? This can be as big as ClimateGate, proving the Democrats and big foundations are peddling racism and false flagging it and setting people up, and it's illegal. It's racketeering. It's corrupt organization, mafia tactics, and the police have been caught doing it to shut down peaceful protests, posing as anarchists, attacking their own officers over and over again. It's illegal, and we're calling you out. We're exposing you. You understand that? You're not going to destroy America. We're getting everybody wise to your tricks. Now, another big article that I'm going to cover more tomorrow, but I'm ending with it. Leaked U.S. document calls for global regime to tackle climate change. And I've got the PDF. Will you guys bring it into me? And it calls for a global government to enforce The edicts, they don't care if Copenhagen failed, they're going to do it. This is covered by the London Guardian. And we have Al Gore finally being tracked down by Fox News, running away from them and not answering the fact the glaciers are getting bigger, Mr. Gore, which they are, record levels the last 30 years, Arctic and Antarctic, North and South Pole. Mr. Gore, what about ClimateGate? So finally this is coming out. Let's play that clip and get Paul Watson's take. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to Watson first and then to the clip of Al Gore. Watson, we've got so many UN, US, and globalist documents admitting world government through the environmental movement. Paul?
Yeah, and this is official White House policy. It was leaked to The Guardian after it was discovered on a computer left in a European hotel room. And it's basically a White House directive that says that their number one goal is to, quote, reinforce the perception that the U.S. is constructively engaged in U.N. negotiations in an effort to produce a global regime to combat climate change. So anyone who thought there was a fissure between the U.S. government and the United Nations, that's being completely proven redundant. Now Obama administration is fully behind the push for a global government in the name of saving the Earth. And, of course, it's now come out that the British lawyer who called for ecocide laws to be introduced, whereby if you express skepticism towards man-made climate change, then you're committing a crime against humanity and you're liable to be tried in the International Criminal Court. It's turned out that basically she's on the board of an organization that was created directly and is funded by the Club of Rome, which, of course, is the organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1968, which tasked itself with manufacturing a scare surrounding the environment and global warming in an effort to manipulate the public into supporting global government.
All right, we're almost out of time, but we have their own documents in triplicate. There's no longer any denial. Here is Al Gore. Everywhere he goes, he's hounded, he's a fraud, he's a criminal piece of trash. Here he is.
Mr. Vice President, Jesse Waters, Fox News, how are you?
How are you? Fine.
Hey, why won't you come on the O'Reilly Factor, Mr. Vice President?
I don't.
You know Bill's not a big anti-global warming guy. Mr. Vice President.
I don't like ambush journalism.
No, but why won't you come on the show? Come on, it'll be fun. There's two sides to this story.
Well, I'll consider it.
You will consider it?
Sure.
All right, great. So, you know, while we have you here, what's your reaction to the fact that the Arctic ice is actually increasing?
I'm not doing an interview right now.
One last question for you. Are you embarrassed at all?
I'm not doing an interview.
Are you embarrassed at all by ClimateGate, sir?
I'm not doing an interview right now. I'm having lunch.
Do you stand to make any money from cap and trade?
All right, there you go. I mean, Watson, everywhere he's getting hounded. This guy is a shameless eugenicist who wants to take over our society, who's got like 10 houses, one of them 24,000 square feet. Paul Watson.
Yeah, and he's intimately involved in the Chicago Climate Exchange with Maurice Strong. And the reality is that we've had the coldest winter in decades in plenty of areas of the globe, and reality is not living up to their alarmism.
Exactly. Great job. See you back live tomorrow.